I can hear the music. Now I can hear myself. Now I can hear myself. Want to check yourself?
Check, check, check. One, yeah, two, three,
gotcha.
Check.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, they'll be playing next. Got districts. Northmont. Northmont is the regional. The district is at Troy. Sat tomorrow. Here we go. We got Rushi against Riverside tomorrow. Lorme against Miami Valley Christian tomorrow. Jackson against Cincinnati Christian tomorrow. The winner of this one gets New Bremen in the regional semi. I don't know if they got enough to win the state. I'm on right now, I think. I'm hearing myself. Sorry.
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee at a wet booster field on the campus of Anna High School. It is Division 5 Anna, 7-2 on the year, versus Division 7 Minster, 5-4 on the year. It is a crucial high school football game here in Week 10. The playoffs start next week. Both teams are very likely in, for sure. Minster, Anna, better than a 90% chance. Tonight's outcome will dictate where these teams fall in the top 8 in their respective regions. Anna is going to be on the road. Minster has a chance to play at home. Wet track, there will be turnovers tonight, Chuck. It's just simply a case of how many. And the team that makes the fewer mistakes will probably win this game.
Well, it's going to come down to, and it usually does in football games, but it's going to come down to the offensive line on both sides of teams, because they're going to have to run the football.
Right.
You can throw it a little bit, but you're going to be throwing some short stuff, almost like a long handoff, like you'd like to say. And I think that's going to be the passing game tonight. The team that can open the holes, run the football better, and like you said, not turn the ball over. Wet football's bad. Cold football's even worse.
Both teams have run the football very well this year. Anna Rockets, of course,
featuring Meyer at quarterback. Wow, what a campaign for Travis. Missed two games. One of the two we covered, that was the game that Anna won over Adelpha St. John's. He missed the contest at Marion Local. But Travis, the big 6'2 senior quarterback, has had a remarkable senior year. He runs the football very little, deals it off to his outstanding running backs, Aiden Hensley and Riley Heelskamp. What a 1-2 punch provided by those two.
Yeah, they do a great job. And the fact that it's nice to have Meyer back just because of his experience. He's a great passer.
Yes.
And that's going to be a key tonight. If he can get a grip on the ball and complete a few passes against Minster, that's going to bode well for the Rockets tonight.
What a marvelous senior season for Caleb Kaufman. You'll see him tote the football around the end occasionally. Caleb will catch flat passes. He'll run post patterns down the middle of the field. Travis Meyer needs to connect with Caleb Kaufman at least a few times tonight. Not once in each quarter, but a couple of big gainers, hookups, Meyer, Kaufman would help the Anna cause this evening.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, what you're going to look at defensively tonight is you're going to see about eight people up on the line of scrimmage, and they're going to say, go ahead. If you're going to throw it, let's see how that's going to turn out. So
they talk about running the football. Jared Hilsman, quarterback for Minster, he is right up near the very top of the Midwest Athletic Conference in lugging the leather. He looks like a tailback, Chuck, when he takes off with the football. He reads extremely well, and Anna has got to make sure that Hilsman's controlled. You can't let him run loose for 150, 160 yards in this game tonight.
Oh, if he runs for 150 yards, we might as well go home at halftime.
Right.
And then you got Isaac Schmeezing, also a heck of a runner at the running back spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't seen him since the first game of the year.
Right.
We were impressed with them, saw that they were rebuilding some. They play in just like Anna does, they play in the best high school football, any division in the state of Ohio, the toughest competition. So when it comes to playoff times, that's why the MAC always has teams playing where they should play in Columbus, but now they're going back over to Canton and Maslin.
This recent short rivalry between the two has been owned by Minster, which has won five in a row over Anna. The contest, Chuck, have been high-scoring affairs. What a game last year at Minster. 27-23, Minster won it with a very late score. It was simply a case of who had the ball last, who made one more big play than the other team.
Well, absolutely, and if I remember correctly, there wasn't very much time. When Minster got the ball back, there was less than a minute to go, and they took it down and scored.
Exactly.
But that's what we've been watching Minster for the last 4 or 5 years. That's exactly how they've played.
As I said, Anna 7-2, Minster 5-4. It's been an up-and-down year for Minster, which began the campaign with three straight wins, then four losses. We'll hear from Minster head coach Garen Stokes in just a moment. Right now, comments from Nick Marino, third-year head coach for the Anna Rockets. Anna won its first five, was ranked among the top five teams in the state in Division V after 5 weeks. Then the Rockets hit the real difficult part of the schedule. Marion Local, St. Henry, Parkway, Coldwater, boom, 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 boom. After a big victory over Adelpha St. John's, 21-13, in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna was without Travis Meyer in the 32-7 road loss to Marion Local. Travis came back, huge victory at St. Henry, 21-19. Big second-half scoring strike from Meyer to Fote. That was the separation in that game that Anna needed. Easy win over Parkway, 42-0. Tough luck loss.
Had a lead last week.
Yep. In fact, Coach Marino mentions we've got to finish.
Right.
We've got to finish games. He talked about his club here in 2017. He's so pleased with the offense and defense. Each one has come along and played extremely well, especially here in the month of October.
We've made a lot of improvements this year. You started with our seniors, and we've seen development in them. They've matured throughout the year, and they've improved a ton. We've seen it on the field, and starting to see some of it take place off the field too. So those are things I'm proud of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of those guys for, especially with this being senior night. So big time game for those guys tonight, and we want to send them out with a W. So
Travis Meyer, what's he feel on that injured leg? He's not able to run the ball too much. Of course, the injured knee doesn't affect his passing arm.
Yeah.
But what's going on with the leg? Is it just a stability issue? Is there any pain?
I think he's gotten better and better on it, and he's moving around. He's moving around pretty well, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't affect his arm. He throws the ball very well, and we're doing a good job with that.
Your overall team speed, excellent. Caleb Kaufman, outstanding senior campaign.
Yeah, Caleb's had a great year. He's a great athlete, and he's doing a good job on as a receiver, as a DB, as a returner on kickoffs and punts. So he's done everything for us a little bit this year, and he's done a really good job.
Yeah, highlight your rushing defense. It has been superb throughout the entire nine games.
Yeah, our rush defense has improved throughout the year, and I think tonight is going to be a big challenge for that. We're facing a team that's one of the better rushing teams in the league, and especially with their quarterback. He's a good athlete, and he's a dual threat, so they run a lot of RPOs and so forth. That makes it difficult to defend for our defense, so we got to make sure we're very gap sound tonight and we get after it.
Who have been key performers for Anna on the defensive side of the ball? Highlight a few names.
Yeah. Well, senior linebacker Ethan Burge has done a great job. He's our leading tackler. He's a physical guy, and he's developed this year into a very good leader for us as well. If you look up front, you have some linemen that mix it up really well every week. A Will Luthman that sometimes he doesn't get mentioned, but he's a three tech that can dominate some guys in the middle. You look on the edges, we rotate a lot of defensive ends in there, so that's something too. Those guys don't get their name mentioned a lot. And a senior corner as well that does a very good job for us is Wyatt Bensman. He's our best cover corner and does a good job in run defense as well.
Yeah, health of the team. How about Ensley at running back?
Yeah, he's doing a great job at running back, and I thought he ran very well last week. He had one of his best rushing attacks last week in that game. So he's gotten better and better. And you got also Riley Huelskamp that mixes in there. And so we got two guys that can go run the football.
Highlight the kicking game. It is so important. Mm-hmm. If the weather is poor tonight in the game against Minster, the kicking game might be even more important than usual.
Yeah, it's always important. So, we have a good punter. Austin Fote does a good job punting the football. And then on kickoffs, Robert Flynn does a really nice job. He can kick it pretty deep, and he's pretty accurate with his field goals and PATs.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, our guest before tonight's game between Anna and Minster. What's it like coaching against Garen Stokes, with whom you coached at Urbana? You're good buddies. Obviously, somehow, some way, you have to dismiss that come kickoff time.
It's fun because they're a well-coached team, and you can see that. And I think we've made improvements this year, and we're getting better. But it's fun just to go against somebody that's so well coached and the team that's going to be well prepared, and that's what you see. And the familiarity of terminology and so forth that you just brings back some memories. So that's kind of a fun thing for tonight too.
I'll ask Garen the same question. It's always a good final question. The key to the outcome tonight, what do you think it'll be?
If we are able to contain their quarterback, that's a big key for us. Mm-hmm. He's definitely their best ball player, and they got some other guys on that perimeter that are good too. But if we can contain the quarterback and limit him, I think that's a big key for us. And then being able to stay focused and finish off a ball game is going to be important too.
And that will put a lot of pressure on your linebackers containing Jared Huelsman, the quarterback for Minster.
Absolutely. Linebackers, D-line, safeties, everybody. Corners, guys rotating in, anybody that can stop them. So.
It is going to take a complete team effort, Chuck, for whichever club wins this game here tonight. Probably there won't be a single hero for Anna or Minster. These two teams are very well-rounded offensively, defensively, special teams every which way.
Well, you don't see a lot of points in this kind of weather. Don't think you're going to see a lot of scoring. So, you know, we talked, and to beat the dead horse, don't turn the ball over. And that gives you your best chance of winning.
Anna Rockets lead everybody in the Midwest Athletic Conference in yards per game, 359, good for 33 points a game. Riley Huelskamp, over 850 yards on the year on the ground. Aiden Ensley, right at 800. Travis Meyer has thrown for over 1,000. a tremendous offensive stats, which may be compromised tonight, Chuck, by the rainy weather. The wind is blowing, and moisture is coming down heavily right now here at Anna High School.
Well, we're paying for the other 9 weeks that we had this year, so I guess you're going to have one better tonight than next week when the playoffs start.
Up next is Garen Stokes, head coach of the Minster Wildcats, a team which has had three streaks this season, as I noted earlier, currently on a two-game win streak after losing four. Minster opened the campaign with victories against Fort Loramie, Covington, and Delphi St. John's.
Yeah, started out really well, playing really hard. Ran into a stretch there, some good opponents. Didn't play our best. Caused us to lose some confidence in our ability, so we executed at a lower percentage there during that stretch and kind of lost a close one to Fort Recovery, and then kind of hit rock bottom a little bit. We're in really big questions the St. Henry week, and then have slowly found a way to battle back and have some good practices and putting quality weeks of practices together to where we feel like our execution level is getting back to where we want it to be, but we still got a lot of work to do.
Offense, defense, who's excelled for you? Who have been pleasant surprises for Minster football here in 2017?
Yeah, we've been a little inconsistent on both sides of the ball through the stretch, and our offensive line is slowly getting better, mm-hmm. which is a necessity. Our pass game has done a nice job developing throughout the year. Our run defense has been pretty steady for us all year, so we feel good that we can commit enough guys to the run, stop the run. But we've created a lot of turnovers in the pass game, but we've given up a lot of yards. So it's kind of been a little inconsistent all throughout the year. We've had good spots, and we've had bad spots in about every area.
Mm-hmm. How much do you talk to your players about the postseason playoffs? The Anna game, obviously very, very important. You win, and you've got a home field game week 11.
Yeah, we don't really talk about the playoff matchups much or the playoff atmosphere much, situations. We really just try to get better every day. And I know that's cliche and coaches say that, but we really believe that. And we're just trying to go have a good practice. And then our goal is to be at maximum efficiency Friday night at 10 o'clock heading into the postseason, be as good as we can possibly be going into week 11. So.
I've talked to a number of Minster coaches in years past, including you, and I like what you have said before. You've got to be humble, have humility about your performance so that you can fix what went wrong.
Yeah, we love that about our schedule, too, because you get exposed. You get feedback every week, whether you like it or not. So our kids do a great job of taking the feedback that we get. Like I said, we love playing the Marion Locals, the St. Henry's, the Fort Recovery's, the Coldwaters of the world, because they expose your weaknesses. And if you can watch tape and swallow your pride a little bit and fix your issues, you're going to come out of that thing in a good spot. So if we're humble enough to fix our issues, we'll be okay.
Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster in the Midwest Athletic Conference, our guest before tonight's game between Minster and Anna. Super ball game last year between the two clubs at Minster. Wow, it was so entertaining, exciting. Big plays decided it. You made a few more than Anna did in 2016.
Yeah, it was an awesome game. we always love prepping for Anna. Really talented. But our relationship with Coach Marino and those guys over there, we love those guys. We kind of cut our teeth together at really young ages being football coaches. So they make us better, and hopefully we make them better. And hopefully Friday, both teams just compete like crazy and have a little fun playing football.
Yeah, what do you fear most in Anna? It's one of the Rockets' best teams, maybe the best football team ever in Anna football history. What will challenge you the most from the Anna Football Club in this game tonight?
Yeah, their overall consistency. They attack you all over the field. They have the ability to run it down your throats. They have the ability to run it on the edge. They have the ability to throw it on the perimeter. They have the ability to throw it over your head. They defend all phases of the game well. They stop the run. They stop the pass. They stop the screen game. Like, they stop the perimeter throws. They cause you to be really good in all aspects. if you have a weakness, you're not going to be able to move the football, or you're not going to be able to stop them from moving the football. So we're excited about that. That's the coolest opportunity we can have.
A typical closing interview question, the key to tonight's game. Tough one.
Effort. We've got to play way harder than they do, and then take care of the football and get in the football. Turnover battle.
We've already talked about that, Chuck. Probably will come into play even more tonight because of the inclement conditions.
We were here a couple of years ago. I think it was a couple of years ago. St. Henry, we were on the other side of the field. It was a night just like this with the wind and the rain, and turnovers absolutely created the winner of that football game that night.
Both head coaches talking about their friendship. In fact, Nick Marino was a senior player at Urbana High School when Garen Stokes was on the coaching staff. And then, as it turned out, several years later, Nick Marino was on the Urbana High School coaching staff when Garen Stokes was the head coach at Urbana. Then Garen moved on from Urbana High School to Minster. A couple years later, Nick moved on from Urbana to Anna. And Nick is in his third year, Garen in his fifth here at Minster. Anna Rockets, as I mentioned previously, have dropped five in a row to Minster. Last year, 27-23, Minster won it. Minster won 28-21 3 years ago in a hard-fought game. The Minster Wildcats under head coach Garen Stokes lost in the state championship game last season, Chuck. 6-4 regular season, wound up 10-5 overall. Head coach at Anna, Nick Marino, has taken his club from 3-7 to 5-5. And here he is sitting at 7-2. Nice improvement shown by him as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, the program was in good shape with Brian Rioch.
Yep.
But sometimes just a change of face and a coaching staff philosophy can turn things around, and that's kind of what we're seeing here at Anna.
It has been 7 years since the Rockets have been to the playoffs. Brian Rioch coached Anna to the postseason back in 2009 and 2010. We'll have starting lineups upcoming in just a moment. We'll take a two-minute break on this rainy night in Georgia, or I should say in Anna. The Rockets and the Wildcats, big high school football game in the MAC here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Welcome back to Anna High School, Booster Field. Rainy evening, wind is blowing, and we can't see out the windows very well, Chuck, right in front of us.
Should have hired some kids to come up and squeegee every once in a while.
Anna Rockets will be in green with white trim. Minster Wildcats will be wearing the away home uniforms with black and orange trim, so we will be able to separate the teams quite easily. I'm not sure about numerals, though, on the backs of jerseys.
Well, we'll say some names every once in a while. It might not be right, but we'll give you some names.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck, while we have a minute, let's take a look at volleyball. We will be at regional play next Thursday at Northmont High School. District championships coming up tomorrow. Matches taking place in this order, beginning at 3 o'clock at Troy. Jackson Center versus Cincinnati Christian. Rushi against Riverside. And Fort Loramie battles Miami Valley Christian. And, of course, New Bremen could very well be the fourth team at the regional, having beaten St. Henry last evening. The winners of the three matches at Troy will join a district champ from up at Van Wert to comprise the four at the Northmont Regional next Thursday. Matches at 6 and 8 at Northmont next Thursday evening. We love volleyball so much, don't we?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I have to admit that there's times where I'm not exactly sure. It's nothing I've ever coached, and I've coached most sports. But, you know, I love to watch it. It's intense. And, boy, when they get after each other, that's for sure.
Of course, the Jackson Center Tigers have won the championship the last 2 years in the state, D4, right back-to-back. And here is Jackson Center once again, a favorite to win a district tomorrow, and conceivably might lock horns with New Bremen in a regional semifinal next Thursday at Northmont.
Right. I mean, they're a powerhouse. And with Kim Metz over on the sideline, you know they're going to be competitive.
Yep, exactly. We'd like to send out a big congratulations to Coach Knoll and girls soccer at Anna, which completed its season last evening. Rockets were 17-0 heading into last night's tournament match, losing to Lehman Catholic. Anna was beaten, winding up 17-1. WOSL champs and district runners-up in Division III. Anna girls soccer team, 17-1, nipped by Lehman Catholic last night.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on you. You don't ever want to lose a game, but if you lose one during the regular season, sometimes takes a little pressure off in that. But Lehman has an outstanding soccer team also.
And also speaking of Anna sports here late in October, best of luck to Coach Zumberger and the varsity volleyball team tomorrow in Division III district championship action against Williamsburg. 6 o'clock is when that match starts at Northmont. And a volleyball team in action in Division III tomorrow. Opening kickoff to start this game tonight is booted by Minster from the north to the south down to Anna, which falls on the football right away at the 27. And right away, Chuck, we see a little bit of a slip-up. Rockets were able to smother the ball, though. No return. Really didn't expect much of one. It's going to be one of those crazy nights.
Well, the kick never got off the ground, so that was kind of probably the prudent thing to do is just drop on it at that spot.
Travis Meyer, the signal caller for the Anna Rockets, he's had an outstanding campaign. We'll see Riley Hulskamp and Aiden Ensley in the offensive backfield. And right away, first play from scrimmage for Anna is fumbled. It's rolling around at the 24, and Minster's got it. We've harped on turnovers for the last 30 minutes. Garen Stokes, head coach of the Wildcats, said the key to the game, Chuck, turnovers, and right away, first play of the night. Anna coughs it up. Minster's got it right smack dab in the middle of the field between the hash marks at the Anna 25-yard line.
Snap hit him right in the hands, and he was probably thinking about what he was going to do with it before he caught it.
Mm-mm. Well, Minster kicks off, and one play later is in scoring position. Not in the red zone yet, just outside it. First and 10 from the Anna 25-yard line. Jared Hulsman, the quarterback. Isaac Schmiesing alongside. Handoff goes to Schmiesing. He blasts off left tackle. Look at him shoot through. Down inside the 20, 15. Toppled at about the 14-yard line. The play busted open by Minster's offensive line for 11 quick ones.
Yeah, a nice hole. That's what we talked about. Offensive line did the job. Open the hole. If you can run north and south today, you don't have to do a lot of cuts. You're in pretty good shape.
Luke Putoff and Duke Bernhold the tackles. Dan Becker and Sam Schmiesing the guards. Dustin Frericks over the ball at center. Here is Minster running for a minimal gain on first and 10 from the 14 down to the 12. Second down and 8 for the Wildcats, who are threatening seriously in the game's opening 90 seconds. Ethan Bird has had a standout year defensively for the Anna Rockets, was in there on the tackle. Hulsman is in the spread. He'll take the snap back at the 18 on second and 8. He's got Schmiesing alongside. Here's the read by Hulsman. Hand off to Schmiesing. He tries to romp around right end. He gets a couple of yards. He's twisted down after a short pickup. Ball marked for play still outside the 10-yard line. Third down upcoming for Minster, Chuck, and every bit of 7 or 8 to go.
I think he gained about a half a yard there. And I'll tell you, Anna did a real nice job. They took away the quarterback, Hulsman, mm-hmm. and then they strung him out. He had no place to go.
You're right. He picked up maybe 2 feet at the most. Call it third and 8 for Minster at the Anna 11. Here is Hulsman. I think he kept the football. He lugged it between left guard and tackle, stretches out, managed to lurch to the 5, maybe the 4.5. And he made a nice gain, Chuck, of at least 6, leaving Minster too short of a first down. Fourth down for Minster, which can get a first down at about the 2.5 or 3.
This would be a big spot for Anna to get a stop.
Receiver flanked wide right. Hulsman is the lone back in the Minster offensive backfield. Snap from center by Dustin Frericks. Here's the keep by Hulsman. He doesn't go over left guard. He goes outside left tackle, and he's into the end zone standing up. And the Minster Wildcats cash in on the early Anna turnover and bolt into the lead 6-0. Upcoming now, the all-important extra point by Isaac Schmiesing. 9:45 left in the opening period. Anna received the opening kickoff, fumbled the ball on its first play, and Minster in several plays marches into the end zone, scoring on fourth down from outside the 3. Here's a high snap from center, and the Minster Wildcats can't get the ball placed down on the ground. Tackle made way back at the 13 or 14-yard line. That's going to be a theme all night long. We talked about that in the pregame, Chuck. Missed extra points.
The wet football, bad. Cold football, even worse, especially for kicking.
Well, less than 2.5 minutes have been played. Minster 6, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, for the second time already in this game, Isaac Schmiesing kicks off for the Minster Wildcats, and for the second time already in this game, Anna falls on a grounded kickoff down around the 26 or 27-yard line, which is where Anna had it in the first half minute of the contest, and fumbled on the game's initial play.
They can't afford to give up any more easy points. That was just too easy for Minster that time.
6-0 Minster. Anna with its second possession. First one, as I mentioned, extremely short-lived. running play right up the gut as Travis Meyer feeds it to Riley Hulskamp, and he bucks for a couple from the 27 to the 29. Second down and 8 for the Rockets, who are moving from the south to the north. Wind blowing across the field from the west, and the rain continues to drip. It's not a downpour, but it is at least moderate, and there's no break in the weather for tonight, that's for sure. And a running outside left tackle. Minster's all over it. The Rockets are suffocated 2 or 3 yards up the field at the 30. It's going to be third down for Anna, and at least 6 to go for a first down. Ordinarily, Chuck, on a good weather night, this is a first quarter passing down. I'm not so sure about this evening.
Well, I mean, you got to forget the weather and truly go ahead and do the things you need to do to win. And I think throwing the ball here is prudent.
Caleb Kaufman split to the near side. Travis Meyer in the spread. He's got Ensley alongside. Meyer takes the snap. He's in the middle of the field. Looks, fires. It is broken up by Minster, nearly picked off up at the 41-yard line. Minster was in zone coverage, Chuck, right where Travis Meyer threw the football. 3 or 4 white shirts, 1 green one. That one had no chance to be completed. Fortunately for Anna, the ball fell to the ground.
All right, yeah, there was no window to get that through, that's for sure.
Foat back in punt formation. Austin's inside is 15. 8:31 to go in the first. Minster 6, Anna nothing. Foat booms it down the left side of the field, the hash mark, hits at the 41 of Minster, and caroms down inside the 35 to the 31, and that's where the Wildcats start first down, 10 yards to go. Anna spotting Minster a quick 6 on this wet night here at Anna.
I got a couple of scores of local interest. You got the oldest rivalry in Ohio. Troy leads Pick with 6-0 in the second quarter, and Sydney leads Greenville, right? That's who they're playing tonight. 13-0 in the second quarter.
Yep, already a missed extra point in each one of those games.
That's what you're thinking.
Here come the Minster Wildcats out to the line of scrimmage. Jared Hulsman, 6'2", 195. Very good senior quarterback. A year ago in the summer, Minster did not have a quarterback, and Jared Hulsman stepped up and said to Coach Stokes, I can do it, and lo and behold, he's done it in great fashion his junior and senior years. Running play for Minster on 1st and 10 from the Wildcats 32 is good for 5 to the 36 or 37. Minster, Chuck, will take that kind of a game on first down all night long.
Well, they're running just straight ahead, and if the offensive line does the job and they can run straight ahead, that gives them a real advantage.
Isaac Schmeezing, the tailback. August Bainline is the fullback. Wideouts, Alex Lemkuhl and Austin Brown. Hulsman in the spread. Running play up the middle, and it's thwarted by Anna. Second effort by the ball carrier. Hulsman might have enabled him to nudge ahead for a half a yard. That's it. Rockets stood him up right at the 38. It is third down, 3.5 to go for a first down for Minster.
Well, I'll tell you something that's helping this evening. This field for the last game of the season is in beautiful shape. The grass looks great.
Yep. In fact, the director of athletics at Anna, Mike Muehlfeld, and I were talking about that this morning. We don't expect any mud on this gridiron tonight. It is thick and green from end zone to end zone. Snap back to Hulsman in third down. He runs around right end. Wanted to go tackle, then sprung it wide. He's beyond the numbers near the Minster bench. He carves out about 6 or 7. He's got the first down to the 45. Well, you expected that Hulsman would be Anna's nemesis tonight, and so far the Rockets' defense has gotten a big dose of Jared Hulsman.
They're going to see it all night, and until they stop it, that's what they're going to see.
6:46 to go in the first quarter. Minster 6, Anna nothing. Wildcats with a first down on this drive after recording one on the opening drive after recovering an Anna fumble. Here is the handoff, left tackle, good misdirection at Schmeezing, and he cracks through an opening. He blasts across the 50, explodes to the Anna 46-yard line, a gain of 9.5. Second down, less than 1 for Minster. Again, credit to that Minster offensive line. Dustin Frerichs at center, 195-pounder. The guards, Sam Schmiesing, 6'3", 225, a junior, and Dan Becker, 5'10", 190, a senior. The tackles, Luke Putoff, 6'5", 325, a senior, and Duke Bernhold, 6'3", 255, a senior. And so far, Huelsman and Schmiesing have made a living behind Minster's tackles. Hand off to Schmiesing in the offensive backfield. He weaves his way over the line of scrimmage, pushing inside the Anna 45 to the 43. Another first down for Minster. We're near the 5.5 minute mark in the first quarter. Well, we expected a quickly played game here tonight, Chuck, and the first quarter is flying by.
Now, there's not going to be a lot of passes, so you're not going to have incompletions.
Right. Keep in mind now, Minster is positioned fifth in its region of Division 7. A win tonight, and Minster creeps up to third.
Well, they tell you picking up a win over a good Division 5 school is going to get them lots of points.
Right. Here's Huelsman. He lugs the football around the left end. He's got a block. Another one breaks a tackle, and he's pushed out of bounds down inside the 30. Strong run by Jared Huelsman. I tell you what, Chuck. The very wet track doesn't seem to be bothering him too much at all. There is a flag on the play.
Yeah, but I didn't see the flag, but I saw the signal.
So the run by Huelsman is negated. It's going to come back. Minster with the win vaults to third and could play home against Delphi St. John's if the Blue Jays lose to Coldwater tonight.
Which is a real distinct possibility.
Right.
That hold was about 9 yards down the field, so it's going to be first and 11 now.
The net on the penalty is a minus 1.5 against Minster. So it's first down and between 11 and 12 yards to go for the Wildcats outside the 45 of Anna, which trails 6-0 midway through the first quarter. Here's Huelsman to the line of scrimmage, and he slithers through, and he steps forward to the 40. Tackled right there. Well, somehow, some way, Chuck, the Minster offensive line is developing a crevice here, a crevice there, and Yulesman's finding it.
Yeah, well, he's such a good runner. He's a big kid, too.
Second down and 7 or 8 to go for a first down for Minster, which had first and 11.5 before the running play by Yulesman. Line of scrimmage just shy of the 40. Minster can get a first down at the 33 of Anna. Huelsman again. He jitterbugs left and right, then puts his head down and digs to the 37 of Anna. It's going to be third down and about 3 or 4 to go for the Wildcats to get a first down.
They're just lining him up all by himself in the backfield and letting him pick the hole.
I was talking with Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, yesterday, and he kept asking me, Jack, is it going to rain? Is it going to rain? I want it to rain. I want it to rain.
Yeah.
Because he knew his bread and butter would be Jared Huelsman in this weather. Two receivers flanked to the left on 3rd and 4 for Minster. Here is the handoff by Huelsman in the offensive backfield of Schmiesing. He goes left guard, and he's slanted to the ground at the 32. That tackle by Anna was a forward one, and it might have enabled the ball carrier, Schmiesing, to wedge ahead for first down yardage. It signaled 1st and 10, Minster at the Anna 32. Rockets get a timeout. Under 4 to play in the opening quarter. Minster's on top 6-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
It is first down, 10 yards to go for Minster. at the Anna Racket's 32-yard line. Snappy Hillsman, he looks left, he reads, he runs right between his guard and tackle, and he strides forward cleanly down inside the 26 to the 25-yard line. Jared Hillsman is reading his blocking up front to perfection so far in this game. And the Anna Rockets are unable, Chuck, to slow down Minster on first down. And that enables Minster to come to the line of scrimmage with a second and short. Just 3 yards needed for a first down at the Anna 25. Two receivers flanked right. It's Schmeezing, countering back to the left. He smashed down at the 20-yard line, but he carved out five more and got the first down. Boy, the offensive line for Minster is somehow, Chuck, gaining traction on this wet gridiron here at Anna.
Well, and I mean, and they're just doing a good job of mixing it up. I mean, mostly Hulsman and then a little bit of Schmeezing. Pretty effective here in the first quarter so far.
3 minutes left in the opening period. Minster leads Anna 6-0. Two receivers flanked right. Here is Hulsman, fakes to Schmeezing. Hulsman keeps. He tries to go outside right tackle. Anna diagnoses it well and puts a shoulder into him right at the line of scrimmage. Good tackle by the Rockets. Coming up to make the hit on the play was Malachi Minnick, a speedy sophomore, 6-footer, 220-pounder. Anna's had a fine season on both sides of the ball. Defense really needs to step it up here. Second and 10, Minster at the Anna 20-yard line. Minster already leads at 6-0. Snappy Hulsman, he looks left, doesn't throw, keeps. Oh, he's got an avenue outside right tackle. Hulsman on the run. He catapults himself down inside the 5-yard line to the 4. 16-yard dash by Hulsman.
Wow.
And Minster has a goal-to-go situation.
They've run 18 plays here in the first quarter, and Anna's run 4, including the fumble snap on the first play. Mm.
Domination by Minster. 2 minutes left, opening period. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. 4-yard line of Anna. Two receivers, decoys, flanked wide left. Snap back to Hulsman. Does he give it to Schmeezing? Yes, he does. Schmeezing legs it out to the 2, the 1 did not get in. Second and goal for Minster from the 1-yard line of Anna. Minute 40 left in the opening period. Anna bringing in reinforcements defensively, trying to stack up that defensive front. Wildcats get the play signaled in from the Minster sideline. Again, the rain is falling. It's not heavy, but, man, is it a nuisance. It started dripping a good hour and a half before kickoff tonight, so the field was quite damp when play began. It is Hulsman. He goes right tackle, and he manages to slip through, and he's got the touchdown standing up. Hulsman between his tight end, Frericks, and the right tackle, Luke Putoff, angled his way into the end zone. I don't know that he was touched. He certainly didn't go to the ground. No. He was still running upright 5 yards deep in the end zone. And Minster's got a 12-0 lead with 70 seconds left in the first. And Schmeezing is on again to try the extra point, which was aborted the first time because of a high snap. This snap from center is good. Ball is spotted on the ground. Kick by Schmeezing is hooked to the left. No, it's outside the left upright. He missed it. Over a minute to go, first quarter. Minster with 2 scores, 2 missed extra points, leads Anna 12-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The ensuing Minster kickoff after the touchdown goes down to the 19-yard line. Rockets return it back up to the 30. And by 3 yards or so, better starting field position the last two times Anna had the ball. Rockets have it first and 10, 30-yard line. Plenty of time left in this game. A minute to go first quarter. Anna doesn't need to set aside its game plan, but the Rockets need to flop field position, Chuck, and gain some yards. Here's a fine running play. Rockets into the secondary, goes the ball carrier. It's Uelscamper Ensley as he travels across the 40, journeys to the 43. He's got a quick 13 for Anna.
Yeah, that was Ensley, and he did a real nice job there. I can't see half the field because somebody thinks standing up with an umbrella in front of me is good.
If you've got the right side of the umbrella in front of you, I've got the left side of the umbrella in front of me. And I'm looking out over the top edge of the umbrella to see the far half of the field. Here's a sweep left. It is Ensley again. Minster's all over it, knifing through to throw him for a setback at the 41. Loss of a couple, second down and 12. Good pursuit by Minster. Final 24 seconds of quarter number one. Anna quickly to the line of scrimmage. And the Rockets may or may not run a final play. Play clock is at 16. Game clock is at 12. Rockets don't have to snap it, but will. Here's Travis Meyer. Fakes. Look in. Pass pattern. Thrown high. Off the mark. Intended for Austin Fote at the 50. You could tell, Chuck, it was going to be a high delivery when it left the fingertips of Travis Meyer. And you know the weather conditions had something to do with that toss.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was not just a full throw. He kind of shot put it out there a little bit.
Fote was available. Had Travis been able to get it to him, play might have gained 7 or 8. The incompletion stopped the clock with 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. 12-0 Minster. Rockets have a third and a dozen now from their own 40. Two receivers flanked to the right. In motion across the formation is Kaufman. Ball delivered right flat to Kaufman. He catches way back behind the line, makes a man miss, makes another man miss, and he blazes a trail down the near sideline and made a positive play out of what looked like might be a loss. He put on the speed burners and zipped up over the 45 to the Anna 47 or 48, still a good 5 yards shy of a first down. He gained 7, but not nearly enough. And the first quarter comes to a close. Anna will punt when we return. Minster 12, Anna nothing after a period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
What is Brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Anna Booster Field, opening seconds of the second quarter. Anna, after a 5-yard penalty, now confronts a 4th and 11. Austin Fote with a tremendous kick. Wow, what a boot by Fote. Hits down inside the 20-yard line. Splashes on the turf at the 19, returned by Minster from the 14. back up over the 20. Late flag flies. Let's see what it's all about, Chuck.
Yeah, from where that was thrown, I mean, it almost had to be a block in the back, I think.
Well, Minster will either start from around the 20 or perhaps back inside its own 10.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was on Minster, and it could have been a block below the waist also.
Well, here's where Anna's defense needs to force a three and out pronto. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he will give you his very best shot. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, along with the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And in Anna Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. A major penalty against Minster on the short punt return by Minster did cause the Wildcats to retreat and start this drive from the Minster 8. Running play on first down, good for 3. Second down and 7, Wildcats. 11-yard line of Minster. And here is Yulzman or Schmeezing between right guard and tackle, carving out a little space to maybe the 14. Anna cannot afford to give up a first down here, Chuck, on what is 3rd. And about 4.5 to go for a first down. Rockets need a stop. Anna would then get the football around midfield, maybe in Minster's half of the gridiron. Opening 2 minutes of the second quarter. Minster 12, Anna nothing. I've already used this line once tonight on a rainy night in Georgia. Anna. Two receivers wide left for Hulsman and company for Minster. Third down, 4.5 to go for a first down. Here's a fake handoff to Schmeezing. Hulsman keeps, and he's stuffed. He gained nothing, drilled at the line of scrimmage. Anna rose up and came to the forefront defensively. Good job of the green jerseys along that defensive line. And Minster's got to punt on fourth down and 4 to go for a first down. Punt formation here for Schmeezing, who's back near his goal line. Anna with Kaufman at the Minster 45 to return the boot. Here's the snap from center. It's a good one. And that takes a big effort in its own, a good hike. And the kick down to Anna at the 45 is not caught by the Rockets. It hits the ground and skips into Anna territory. Minster benefits another 15 yards. Now that hurts. On a night when yards will be tough to come by, Chuck.
Right.
The hidden yards in the kicking game become even more critical, and right there, Anna gave up 15 more than it should have.
Well, you make a choice as a returner,
yes.
And with the ball and wet on the ground, he probably thought better of trying to go get it, but you're right, it cost him 15 more yards.
9.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Travis Meyer. He gives it off on the handoff. Great running play. Right side. Look out. It's Hulskamp barreling down the right sideline. He's outside the numbers. Minster's not going to catch him. He's gone. He takes it to the end zone for 16.
Well, you talk about some speed that time. I thought that they actually had the angle on him. Austin Brown was cutting cross, and he didn't even get close to him.
Wow, what a play. Riley Hulskamp went outside right tackle. Anna's offensive line with a splendid job. And, Chuck, I know the score is not even on the board, but for Anna to get a quick six like that to get right back in the game and to cut the Minster lead in half at 12-6 from the 40-yard line, that's a big plus. Here's the big extra point try by Anna. The ball is snapped back and kicked right smack dab between the uprights by Robert Flynn. Oh, that's a big PAT. Robert Flynn drilled it through after Riley Hulskamp went to the end zone on a 60-yard dash. Man, did he blaze a trail. He got beyond the linebackers, and Minster didn't have the team speed to catch up. 9:28 left in the second, 12-7 Minster over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. It is a horrible weather night, but a very good football game now shaping up. Anna spotting Minster a quick 12, but the Rockets are right back in it on a very wet track. Riley Hulskamp for Anna quickly turned it into a fast track as he sped 60 yards in a heartbeat for a touchdown, and Anna's right back in the thick of this contest.
Well, when he got into the second level that way, time, and like I said, they had an angle on him, and he ended up 5 yards ahead of the young man that tried to cut him off.
Now the kickoff by Anna down to the Minster 28. The Wildcats fall on it at the 30. And here's where Anna, which now has some momentum, Chuck, must sustain it
right
on defense. Jared Hulsman has run the ball extremely well for Minster. He reads, gives it to Schmiesing. He slithers over the 30 to the 31. Minimal pickup of just a yard, second down and 9. Good tackle by Ethan Bird from Anna. Boy, it seems easy, Chuck. You know one man's going to lug the football most of the time for Minster, yet it's not easy at all.
No, I mean, he just stays back there, and as long as the offensive line's giving him a crack, he's doing a nice job.
Right. And Hulsman has got the size of a tailback. He takes the snap from center, looks to the right, keeps the football. There he goes, dancing around left end. He skirts the Anna defense. Oh, there's a flag flying in, a hold on Minster as Hulsman rumbled for about 18 yards close to the 50, but it's wiped out. That's a big call coming up against Minster.
It is, and I'll tell you what, I'm not saying it probably wasn't correct, but you got an official on that sideline looking right at it, and the back judge, who had to be 30 yards away, is the one that made the call. Not sure how he could see.
Well, one official had windshield wipers on his glasses. The other one didn't.
There you go. I'm not saying it wasn't a hold. I'm just saying strange penalty spot it came from.
8 minutes, 40 seconds left here in the second quarter. Minster 12, Anna 7. And now the Wildcats have a second and 15 after the penalty mark off. The new line of scrimmage is inside the Minster 25. Hulsman's got two receivers to the right. Lemkuhl and Brown are good wideouts. Hulsman with the same play as before. The one that went for 18 was negated by the penalty, and this time Anna's all over it, smothering Hulsman for no gain. He might have lost a half yard. Football placed down by the official right on the 25-yard line, so it's third and 15. Nothing for Hulsman on that play. You've got to think that Anna slowly but surely is adjusting to this read run game engineered by Jared Hulsman, quarterback of Minster.
Yeah, well, they've made some adjustments. They're doing a much better job now.
Three receivers flanked to the right. New formation for Minster, passing down for Hulsman. Look for Schmiesing here. No, Hulsman makes a juke move to the right, keeps, tried to fool Anna, attempted to deceive the Rockets, thinking the Rockets would line up heavy to the left side of the field, where Minster had three receivers flared out. Hulsman kept it, tried to buck around left end. He got back three or four of the 5 yards from the earlier penalty, but he's way short of a first down, and Minster faces fourth and about 11, and the Wildcats have to kick it away. Schmeezing back. It is 13 or 14 to take the snap. Anna promises to get pretty good field position.
They should, if they don't mishandle this in any way, they should be at least at their 40-yard line, maybe farther.
Here's the snap back, kick away, low line drive boot. Anna unable to come up and catch it on a fly. Rockets do get it on one long hop. It's Kaufman. Kaufman snared it at the 31. He goes beyond the hash mark far side. He spilled on the numbers at the 41. A 10-yard bring back by Kaufman. Anna with the football, own 41-yard line, down 12-7, 7:16 to go here in the second quarter. And Chuck, after trailing early 12-0, never would have thought at that time Anna would be sitting just 5 points down with the ball with 7 minutes to go in the half.
But they did give the first six. They just gave, flat out gave them the first six. So actually from that point on, they got the lead.
Exactly. Here's a power sweep to the left. It's Aiden Ensley trying to get the corner turned, and he stacked up at the line of scrimmage. No gain as a CSX special comes rolling through Booster Field. You hear the horn tooting in the background. That's train number 5 of the night already.
I'm keeping that stat, too. I got that.
We're going to have more trains tonight than made extra points. 6:50 left to go here in the second quarter. Second and 10 for Anna. Travis Meyer, quarterback. He looks to the near side to the coaching staff for the play call. He's got Kaufman flanked 5 yards to the right. 4 receivers are out. 2 left, 2 right. Ball middle of the field. Here's Travis. Delayed handoff. Draw play. Good running effort. Ensley's got the ball to the 50. He laid it on the ground. It's loose. And Minster's got it. Recovery Wildcats. After a splendid run by Ensley, Minster has possession at the 50. Second time tonight, Anna has coughed it up. And again, I repeat the theme of her pregame, Chuck. Turnovers, 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 highlighted by Coach Stokes of Minster. And they've come into play big time already.
Well, you got a wet ball, you got cold hands, and that's a bad combination sometimes.
Ensley was close to a first down. He might have been a couple feet short. Would have left Anna third and less than one from the midfield stripe. Now Minster's got a short field from its own 49. 6 minutes, 25 seconds left in the second quarter. Anna with a couple timeouts left. Minster with a full complement of 3. Handoff on the play to Schmeezing. Over left tackle. He's toppled to the ground. That ball's on the ground. It's rolling around. Anna with the recovery. Rockets are on it at the 47. Oh, one turnover deserves another.
Well, that was Matthew, and is it Skorupski?
Yep.
He's the one that made the hit that caused the fumble.
You may recall, Chuck, in the game we covered several weeks ago here between Anna and Delphi St. John's, it was Skorupski who came up in the secondary to flick away that fourth down Delphi St. John's pass, which would have been a first down on the sideline, and that ended the ball game for all intents and purposes. Anna's got it right back in its own 48. Here is Meyer handing off on the play to Hulskamp around right end. He tries to cut it upfield, and he's sat on by 2 Minster players at the 49. He gained 1, 2nd and 9 for Anna.
I think we got a hold in the middle of the line there.
Penalty against the Rockets. Major step off. That'll make it 1st and close to 20 to go for a first down. 6:12 remaining in the second quarter, 12-7 in favor of Minster. Up 2 fumbles, 1 each way, Chuck, in the span of 2 plays, right?
Yep, successive plays.
Rockets to the line of scrimmage, 2 receivers wide side. Anna has scored its touchdown in this game on a 60-yard dash by Hulskamp. This running play, Hulskamp slow going. He got back to the line of scrimmage, and he's flattened right there at the 40. 2nd and 20 for Anna. It is raining, maybe a little harder than it was before the game began. Wind blowing up from the southwest now. Anna moving from north to south against the breeze. The other obstacle we face is a big umbrella right in front of our press box window. Meyer with a deep drop, airs one out. Double coverage, Minster down inside the 30-yard line. The Anna receiver goes to the ground, claiming he was interfered with. No call. That's a good no call. And it's 3rd and long coming up now for Anna.
They threw that into double coverage.
I'm not sure if that was Austin Foate on a fly pattern right down the middle of the field. It might have been Kaufman. Meyer got it there. Good thing he did throw it long enough beyond the three who were striving for it. Two Minster defensive backs and the Anna receiver. Clock stopped at 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Third and 20 for Anna. Here's Travis Meyer deep in the offensive backfield. Handoff on the play. Running play for the Rockets. A zigzag maneuver by Ensley as he carves out yardage to the 50. He got a dozen back. Anna still short of a first down by 8. And the Rockets will have to kick it. Opportunity here with a good boot from Foate to pin Minster down inside its 20-yard line. Although Foate will be kicking against the wind. A little over 4.5 to go now here in the second quarter. 12-7 Minster. Line is down. Good snap from center. Kick by Foate. End over end. Hits a wall up in the sky somewhere. The wind stopped it, but the ball lands at the 24. And look at it roll. It's rolling. Rolling dead down inside the 10-yard line. What a kick by Foate. Another situation, Chuck, where Minster didn't come up and play the football, risking a fumble because of the wet conditions, and now Anna's got Minster backed up.
I think it's about the 5.
Let's see where the ball is marked for play. It's resting at about the 7, we'll call it. First and 10 for Minster. Here's where Anna needs a big takeaway. Had 3 fumbles in this game already. Anna's lost it twice, Minster once. Anna seems to be adjusting defensively against the run-read game of Minster quarterback Jared Yulesman. Anna wants a 3-and-out stop right here. Minster running over left guard, big pile-up, green shirts, white shirts. No room to go. Schmeezing put his head down and crashed forward for maybe 1. That is it. Second down and 9. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Again, Anna, 2 timeouts left. Minster, 3. Of course, Minster wants the clock to run. Wildcats would enjoy a 12-7 halftime lead, receiving the second half kickoff.
Yep.
Minster milks the play clock, which is down under 10. Wildcats send a receiver wide right, 2 to the short side for the quarterback, Yulesman, who takes the snap, stutter step, runs to the line of scrimmage. He's on the left side of the gridiron, beyond the numbers, flush to the boundary, out of bounds he goes. Stacked up after jaunting forward for maybe a yard or 2, and that's it. Anna's defense starting to give up ground very grudgingly. 3.5 to go in the second quarter, 12-7 Minster. Third down and 8 for the Wildcats. Does Garen Stokes, the head coach of Minster, dare throw down here, Chuck, on 3rd and 8?
He hasn't thrown yet. I would be shocked if he does.
Hulsman's got 2 receivers to the near side. 1 is covered by Caleb Kaufman. Hulsman back inside his 5, takes the snap. Again, he jukes right, jukes left, nowhere to go. He tries to read, no room. Anna clogs up the middle and knocks him down right at the line of scrimmage. I think there's a late marker.
Yeah, there's an offensive hold. I'm pretty sure they'll decline it because that's 4th down.
And Anna should get the football this time in Minster's half for sure. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. A couple things have happened here, Chuck. Minster's offensive line not getting the traction it got in the first quarter and a half of this game. And Anna now beginning to win the battle, defensive line versus Minster's offensive front. Schmeezing back in punt formation, 4 yards deep in the end zone. Snap a good one, chest high. Here's the kick away. Anna running up to catch it. Kaufman at the 46. He's being pursued. Kaufman far wide side of the field. Beyond the hash mark to the numbers. Bounced out of bounds at around the Minster 39 or 40. Excellent field position for the Anna Rockets. 3:18 to go in the first half and 2 timeouts on the board for Anna. three guests coming up here at the half on scorersbroadcast.com. We will feature Brian Reock, former football coach for Anna, having led the Rockets to the postseason back in 2009-2010. He coached the girls' track and field squad to the state title last spring. We'll talk with Brian. It's the replay of an interview you may have heard the night Anna played Brookville early in the season. Also, a couple-minute capsule from Whit Parks, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, whom we've not covered the past several weeks. Fort Loramie on the verge of going 8-2 and finishing third or fourth in its region of Division 7. A win tonight would ensure Fort Loramie a home game. Anna to the line of scrimmage, the ball resting right at the 40 of Minster. Snap to Meyer. Give right up the gut. Pushing hard ahead is Ensley. And the Anna offensive line steers the pile to the 36. Ensley's at the back of it. And he wedged out four, second down and six for Anna. 2:47 and counting late in the second quarter. 12-7, Rockets down five. I'd say, Chuck, the rain is coming down pretty heavy right now.
Yeah, it's raining harder than it was. It's looking at the radar before I left, it ain't going to stop for a while.
It's a downpour. Here's a counter right side. Anna Minster with fine penetration dumps it for a loss back at the 37. Third and seven coming up for Anna. 2:17 left in the second quarter. I think the Rockets have got no choice here, Chuck, but to pitch one.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of scary, but.
Boy, somehow, some way, if you can get the football in the hands of Caleb Kaufman in space, he can make people miss. Griffin Dosek, also a fine receiver, at 6'4 on the outside. Kaufman flanked right, Dosek left. Third down and 6.5 to go for Anna. Snap back to Meyer. Oh, here's a sweep around the left side. Kaufman, and he's tossed down behind the line of scrimmage. Once again, Minster, outstanding penetration, saddles the ball carrier for Anna with a minus 5 or 6 on the play. Anna now no choice but to punt the football away.
Tough to run laterally on a wet field with a defense that is as quick as the Wildcats.
Indeed. Well, Anna disdained the forward pass on third down. Rather than throw to Kaufman, Anna tried to run Kaufman, who came around behind the quarterback Meyer from his slot on the right, and that play was sniffed out by Minster well. Here's Austin Foote, line drive kick, end over end, hits down inside the 15-yard line, rolling to a stop at the 6. And that's where Minster will have it, first down and 10 yards to go, with 56 seconds to go here in the first half of play. Anna with two timeouts remaining. I guess if you're the Rockets, you go ahead and spend them?
Well, it just depends on what you see here. I mean, if they stuff them on first down, you might as well. But you got 50 seconds in runoff.
Right.
I'm not sure they can force them to punt.
Yeah, that would be the key. Can you use your two remaining timeouts? Minster's going to utilize a good half minute on one running play. Well, if Anna had all three timeouts remaining, for sure Anna could force a punt for Minster here in the waning seconds of the second quarter of this game. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Running play outside left tackle, fairly productive. It picked up 3 or 4. It was Schmiesing. Did he go out of bounds or stay in the field of play? If he went out of bounds, Chuck, that was a mistake.
Yeah, I think they're only giving him about a yard and a half, 2 yards also.
He didn't get 4 or 5 like I first thought, maybe 2.5, and he did stop the clock by hitting the boundary on the far side of the gridiron.
Now the two timeouts do come into play.
Yes, they sure do. That was an error by Schmiesing, who toted that football out of bounds. Second down 8 for Minster. Line of scrimmage is outside the Wildcats 5. Hulsman faked the handoff, kept it, and he runs right up the gut. He is stacked up shy of the 15, pushed back, forward progress. Gained him about 6 on the play, It'll be third and two. Timeout, Anna. 37 seconds left to go here in the first half of action. 12-7 our score. Minster in the lead over Anna. Got Bill Zimmerman, our playoff guru, coming up at the halftime break. Bill will take 4 or 5 minutes and take a close look at divisions 2, 3, 6, and 7. We've talked about Division 5 a few times already tonight. Anna more than likely is in, will play on the road. It's just a matter of where Anna finishes up after tonight's game, 6th, 7th, maybe 8th. A road game at Middletown Madison or Miami East, very likely.
Well, Jeff Bray just sent, I think he just stabbed me in the heart. He said 68 degrees and clear skies down here tonight for high school football.
Well, I had a real good friend of mine who left Myrtle Beach yesterday, and it was 70 and sunny. It was just perfect. Jeff, thanks for sharing with us the very good news.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Well, as you said earlier, Chuck, we are paying tonight for 9 Fridays.
Yeah, perfect weather up till
tonight. Splendid weather, 9 straight Fridays. Here is Minster working hard off right guard for the first down. Good execution, fine blocking up front. And the running effort by the Wildcats generates 6 or 7 yards. First and 10, Minster. That will probably wind up the first half. I'm not sure that.
They got to snap it one more time.
Yeah. And Minster to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play as the chain is advanced. A new set of 4 for Minster, which won't have time to use 4 plays. Play clock at 6. Scoreboard clock at 10. Hulsman to a knee, and that will end the first half of action here at Booster Field at Anna. Sloppy track, sloppy game, several turnovers. Anna with a big second quarter touchdown romp of 60 yards by Hulskamp is right back in it. Minster in the lead 12-7 after 2 quarters. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus, spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions provides you with customized promotional items, pens, mugs, T-shirts, and more. Market your business, choosing from hundreds of promotional items from Adams Tech Solutions. Adam Rice offering high-quality computer service and promotional products. High quality, on time, Adams Tech Solutions. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011 in Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road, will make your ideas come true. A qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Tell Jolene Renderly that you heard all about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. That's the Gemological Institute of America. And the Jewelry Barn is certified by the GIA in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn, great combination of terrific custom jewelry priced just right. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, phone 526-5557, 526-5557, on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com, jewelrybarnusa.com. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, located just south of Anna on Route 25A north of Sydney, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for multiple years now. Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Again, we are greeted by our 6th CSX special of the night as it toots its horn, blowing right through Booster Field here at Anna. Barker Insurance, 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, south of Hanna, will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857, Barker Insurance. And happy retirement to Denny Barker at Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, just south of Anna. Halftime score, Minster 12, Anna 7. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers on this wet night here at Anna. Rockets with that second quarter touchdown, the long journey to the end zone by Riley Hulskamp. Right back in this game, down to 5 points, 12-7. Minster at the break.
Well, that was a 60-yard touchdown run. They have 87 total yards in the first half. So there's your offense in the first half for the Rockets. They ran the ball 11 times for 82 yards, completed one of four passing for 5 yards, one first down, turned the ball over twice. Minster, on the other hand, ran the ball 30 times for 124 yards. They did not attempt to pass, so they have 124 yards total offense in the half, seven first downs, and they also turned the ball over once in the first half.
Well, Chuck, Anna kicks off to start the third quarter. Imperative for Anna to win the field position battle at the start of the final two quarters. Anna adjusted nicely defensively, didn't give up yards to Minster in the second quarter like the Rockets did in the first.
Well, like I said a bit ago, they fumbled the first snap, gave them about a 20-yard field. They scored, so they gave them six.
Right.
After that, they won the second quarter 7-6.
Exactly.
So they're in the football game right now. They're absolutely in the football game.
I'll go back to what you said about 45 minutes ago, Chuck. The offensive lines will decide this game tonight. Whichever offensive line is able to get enough traction to provide the leverage needed to make the run game go. Whichever offensive line has a slight advantage over the other tonight, that could be the margin of difference offensive line play.
Oh, I don't think there's going to be any doubt about it. That's going to be it. And I thought both teams got a little bit away from running north and south.
Yes.
When they were effective. I don't think you can outthink yourself on a night like this. Some of those jet sweeps and the misdirection just are not going to be that effective.
No. You hear offensive line coaches talk about getting up underneath the pads of that defensive lineman right across from you. Never more important than on a night like this evening.
Absolutely.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 12-7 Minster at the break. We're about 18 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, one of our outstanding sponsors here on Scores Broadcast. Goffney located on Route 47, that's West Michigan Avenue, west of I-75 in Sydney. Outstanding high-quality furniture priced to meet your budget. Go to the website for even more savings. Take advantage of a coupon there at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces. Goffney Furniture, very high-quality furniture. Take advantage, too, of new inventory following the grand reopening in September at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's Route 47, Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. Also, a free room planning service available to you. Five-star delivery in addition at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. 12-7 our halftime score. Minster in the lead over Anna at the break. Chuck, if I laugh a few times tonight, it's not because I'm seeing something humorous on the field. It's a text or two from a son who is a train guru. And he just texted me a few minutes ago, and he said, "Dad, I want an accurate count now of the CSXs which blow through Booster Field." He thinks I've been exaggerating the number. I think I said six with the last one. There were three, Chuck, before you arrived here in the press box tonight, a good 45 minutes before the kickoff. I saw three. How many have we had come through since the game started?
We've had three since the game started, so that would be six then.
Grand total of six.
Come on, Tim. Don't give your dad a bad time.
Bill Zimmerman is the offensive coordinator at Lehman Catholic, and by way of recorded interviews, we talk to him often about the playoff picture, and he has got it down pat.
He's such a good guy, and I love listening to him.
He crunches the numbers, and he's got a good handle on Divisions 2, 3, 6, and 7. We've talked to you about Division 5 tonight, in which Anna plays. Division 2 is where Sydney competes. Important for Sydney to win tonight and hope that Piqua doesn't get beat.
They're going to.
The other two key ball games involve Bellefontaine Kenton Ridge and St. Mary's Wapakoneta. Sydney owns a victory over St. Mary's and wants St. Mary's to win, owns a victory over Bellefontaine, and wants Bellefontaine to win to hang on to fourth and get a home field in week one versus Dayton Belmont. Here's Bill Zimmerman, our playoff guru, on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's looking like that, Jack. A lot of things need to happen for Sydney to fall out of a home game at four. Those are losses of St. Mary's, Bellefontaine, and Piqua, all of whom the Jackets defeated earlier this year. If all those teams happen to lose and falter on Friday night, then there's a chance that Sydney would move down to five and basically flip-flop Belmont, mm-hmm. who's currently sitting at five, and Belmont would host Sydney in that situation.
Mm-hmm. And the Troy Trojans more than likely would have a road tilt game one, even with a win over Piqua, and that game would be down in Cincinnati.
Yeah, Troy with a win is going to remain either at the seventh spot or move up to six. That's going to be kind of close, and very likely that at that spot they'll either be playing Cincinnati Wynton Woods or Cincinnati Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Sydney and Troy both in the GWOC North, as is Piqua, which is Division III. Indians right now outside looking in. Any hope for Piqua to sneak in to a 7 or 8 spot in its region of D3?
They need lots and lots of help, Jack, but it's possible. They're currently sitting at 12. They obviously need a win over Troy, which will give them massive points. But they, in addition to that, need a lot of assistance with the schools that are sitting in front of them at 11 through 7. They need all but one to lose in order to try to pop into the eighth spot.
Mm-hmm. Hard for me to fathom Piqua could wind up 6-4. That's a very good 6-4 Division III football team.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you look at their losses on the year, they're all to quality programs. Yeah. I think maybe even every loss is to a playoff team at the Division II or III level. Mm-hmm. So Piqua is no slouch, that's for sure.
Yeah. Let's take a look at Division VI. In it this year are Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Marion Local, Coldwater. It's a scramble, although Marion Local, with in excess of 20 computer playoff points, has number one locked up. Coldwater entrenched in two or three, no doubt. St. Henry, Fort Recovery. scrambling for the eighth position.
Yes, they are currently sitting at 8 and 9 respectively, and it is literally a playoff game, a play-in game. Yeah. The winner is in, the loser is out. Mm-hmm. And therefore, most of that region is actually set as far as the playoff teams. Mm-hmm. But that game is going to be a dandy, no question.
Mm-hmm. And the winner of the Fort Recovery St. Henry game would travel to Marion Local week one.
That is a likely scenario unless craziness ensues, yes.
And the long-awaited Marion Local Coldwater rematch could happen, let's see, as early as week two of the playoffs?
Probably week three, Jack, because as long as Marion holds on to that number one seed, which I think they will over LCC, right. Coldwater will probably be three, and that would mean a third-round regional final matchup, yes, which would be a dandy.
Well, I know people were fearing before the season started that maybe they might have to go at each other in round one or two, which nobody would prefer that to happen, at least it tailed off till a regional championship game, more than likely.
That's the way it's looking, yes, yes, Jack.
Division 7, this region, has got Layman Catholic locked in at number 2, more than likely.
Yeah, more than likely, Layman's going to remain at 2. As long as they win, it's for sure. Even if they lose, they could still remain there. If Delphus St. John's doesn't beat Coldwater and Minster doesn't beat Anna, Layman will still remain at 2. Crestview is pretty much has the number one seed locked up. They play a 1-8 Paulding team. So long as they beat them, they're going to remain number one. If Delphus and Minster both lose to Coldwater and Anna, respectively, then they will probably push down Delphus to 4, which will push Lormie up to 3, and you'll see a Delphus-Minster first-round matchup, which will be nice. Riverside is almost firmly entrenched in 6. Even if they beat Layman, they are likely remaining at 6. And then Perry and Ansonia, the likely scenario if Perry wins over Elgin, they will flip-flop with Ansonia and go to 7, with Ansonia being the number 8 seed and rounding it out.
And based on what you described, should Fort Loramie win, the Redskins would more than likely host Riverside week one of the playoffs.
Yes, that would be true. If Lormie can pull off a win this weekend, they'll move up to 3, Riverside at 6, and they'll match up in round one.
And the 3-6 winner plays the 2-7 winner. Could be round two at Fort Loramie, Layman Catholic, neutral site.
There's a very good chance that's going to happen, yes. Yes, Jack.
Now, Bill Zimmerman, with everything right there in a nutshell, did you absorb all that, Chuck?
I've got it down now. I know exactly where they're going and where we're going to be next week. I don't have a clue.
We're about 8 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here at Anna. Minster 12, Anna 7 here at the half. Thanks so much to our underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, including Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Thanks so much to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. And Frisch is in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? Plus the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Former Anna football coach Brian Reok up next. Chuck, he coached the Anna girls track and field squad to the state championship last spring, and we pay tribute to that team and Coach Reok. We had him on the web with us during the Anna Brookville game earlier this year.
It was a lot of fun, and you need to be careful about saying a tribute to me. That was, you know, I'm a math teacher, so I would say all the time that season was 80% talent, 25% hard work, and negative 5% coaching. So the girls did a really nice job.
Well, as the math teacher, didn't you compute the final scoring in that track and field, 38 points, Anna, 36, Minster, to win the title by 2?
No, but, you know, as a track coach and anybody that's been around it knows that you're always kind of crunching those numbers as the course of the meet goes.
Sure. We talked earlier today, you thought going into that track and field state championship on the girls' side this past spring that Louisville, St. Thomas Aquinas might be the chief challenger. Turned out to be Minster. It was nip and tuck right down to the end. When did you know that Anna had it wrapped up? Was it the very last event?
When we crossed the finish line in the 4x4. Minster had a real nice race by freshman in the mile, and they scored some points, and St. Thomas Aquinas didn't have a good meet, and so that's when I knew Minster was going to be our competition. And after the 2 mile, when nobody from Minster scored and they had two girls in it, I felt like we had a pretty good shot.
Mm-hmm. Let's put in layman's terms what track and field at the state championship level is all about. How many events, how many young ladies compete, so on and so forth.
Well, there are 17 events, and for us, we had five different events, three relays, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4. Kennedy Glover was in the open eight, and Hannah Shoemaker was in the 300-meter hurdles. And, track and field, probably more than any other sport, you're rewarded for having superior athletes, and we did. And I think in any sport, you'll find that this is the case. When your best athletes are your best leaders and your hardest workers in practice, you're going to have good things happen, and that's what happened for us.
The superior athletes led by a superior coach.
Well, yeah, okay. Once again, let's not overstate that. And Kennedy Glover, I can't say enough about her athleticism and her ability. She's a rare athlete. She was impressive. She's probably one of the top two or three athletes I've ever coached in terms of her ability to lead, her ability to work hard in practice and lead other people, and then she's just a tremendous talent.
You talk about working hard. Track and field, like so many other high school sports, is not just a seasonal endeavor. It's almost a year-round journey prepping for the season when it comes. And then, of course, you've got to continue to improve and develop over the course of the campaign. And Anna achieved the biggest goal, the state championship. Talk about the year-round training and commitment that's required of these young ladies.
You know, and a lot of people out there in the audience are probably going to disagree with me, but I'm not a big fan of that second season stuff. I think that's shenanigans and hot garbage. I think let kids be kids, let athletes be athletes. If they're good enough to play two or three sports, let them do it. If they want to train more, that's fine. We make that available to them. But, you know, most of those kids, once high school is over, are finished with athletics and we just want to make sure that, A, we don't overtrain them, and, two, we don't burn them out.
Day of a meet, what's the routine for these young ladies? Is it an extra hour or two of sleep the night before? Is it a special diet? Is it a cat nap before the meet starts?
A track is a different animal. It's more of an individual sport than it is a team sport. Being a former football coach, you know, I'm wound pretty tight, and I like routine. I like things to be just so. And track's a little different. They're more free spirits, so each kid's kind of got their own routine and the way that they like to get ready in terms of mental preparation and physical preparation and diet. So, you know, a lot of times it's whatever works for those kids. And these girls, we talked earlier, were always really good with their diet. Girls are different. They don't eat a bunch of junk food like the boys do. So I didn't really have to get after them about those types of things.
So in your math class, when you have these track and field ladies, they're not eating ice cream and cake. They're eating carrots and celery?
Yeah, I had all those girls in class eating carrots and celery and dry cereal and pretzels. I didn't have to chase them for that.
Brian Reok, head coach of the Anna Girls State Championship track and field team, our guest here at the half of Anna Football tonight. Back to the girls track and field team. What's in store this season? Who returns? You'll be very competitive again, I'm sure.
Right. I think we lost five seniors and four of them that scored quite a few of our meets. Two of our better throwers graduated, and Kennedy Glover and Krista Garrett, who kind of were our leaders on that state title run, and they're both gone. But we've got some good athletes coming back. I think Hannah Shoemaker qualified state 300-meter hurdles. Her goal is set on breaking the school record, which should get her at or near the state championship. And Hannah Shoemaker has got a lot of goals as well, and she's got the ability to be an individual qualifier. And we've got some other hurdlers and seniors, so I think we're going to be pretty decent.
Before the season began last spring,
Did you know this was a special unit? Did you feel like you had a chance to compete at the state championship level?
I did, and that's not anything clever on my part. I talked to Amber Warwell, who was the coach before me the year before. I asked her, I begged her to stay one more year because I knew we were going to be good. Kennedy Glover didn't run from the year before, and Rachel Shoemaker was hurt and didn't run from the year before. So I knew we had a lot coming back, plus with those two, we were going to be pretty special.
Brian Reok, head coach of the Anna girls track and field team, which won the state title last spring. What an accomplishment that was. Anna Rockets trying to get back to the football playoffs for the first time since Brian was head coach, Chuck, back in 2010. In fact, 2 years in a row, Coach Reok led the Rockets to 8-2 regular season campaigns. We're just a moment away from the start of the second half of tonight's game between Anna and Minster. Minster leads it by a score of 12-7. We won't have the opportunity to share with you a two-minute update from Fort Loramie head coach Whit Parks. I talked with him earlier today, and he's quite proud of his team with a win over Tri-County North tonight, a second-place finish in the cross-county conference for Fort Loramie, an 8-2 season-ending mark. And a few stats on several high achievers for Fort Loramie in just a moment as Anna kicks off to begin third quarter play, and the ball is rolling, spinning down around the 20-yard line. Was it down by Minster in the field of play, Chuck, or did it go out of bounds?
I think it was down in bounds. It hit a leg, so it wouldn't have been out of, if it went out of bounds, it would not have been a penalty anyway.
So Minster is backed up then at its own 20. That turns into a little bit of a break for Anna. Minster would have gotten better field position by 15 yards had the ball gone out of bounds on its own accord. Fort Loramie, led by Mike Hoying this year, the fine ball carrier, has led the entire cross-county conference with 967 yards in 9 weeks and a conference-high 23 touchdowns. He has been the bell cow for that Fort Loramie offense. Again, with a win tonight over Tri-County North, Fort Loramie closes the regular season 8-2, entering playoff action next week. Carter Mesher, running back for Fort Loramie, fourth in the conference, 693 rushing yards, 10 touchdowns. Quarterback Austin Siegel has thrown for 660. Real good year for Fort Loramie after that early season tough luck 1-point loss at home to Miami East that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster with two running plays off right tackle to start the second half, and each one picks up three. So it's third down and four for Minster, which began the second half opening drive at the 20. Ball marked for play at the 26. Hulsman lugged it on both occasions to start the third period. This is a huge possession down. Anna fans down below us shouting. Press box here getting a bit rowdy. Snap back to Yulzman. Oh, he dropped the football. It's loose on the gridiron. 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Minster managed to reel it in. Boy, you could tell Jared Hulsman, Chuck, wanted to read the line of scrimmage quickly and decide whether to give it to Schmiesing or keep it. And in his anxiety to do all of that, he dropped it. Minster, though, managed to snare it. That ball was sliding around on the slippery turf at the 21 or 22-yard line. Now on 4th and 7, Minster Schmiesing is in punt formation at the 12 to kick it. Here's Kaufman on the return from the 42. He gets a block, a good one at the 45. Kaufman to the outside, toppled down at the 50. Good field position for Anna. 2 minutes into the third quarter, Rockets down by 5, 12-7. Boy, that was a bone-jarring block by Anna on that punt return, enabling Kaufman to get another 8 or 10 yards upfield. By and large, Chuck, each team has tackled well on this sloppy track tonight.
They have, and that's not an easy thing to do. You're trying to grab wet people.
Right. Here's Travis Meyer at QB. Snap back to him is high. He hands it off on the play to the ball carrier. Ensley tries to turn the left corner. Can't do it. Penetration by Minster. And they pile him up at the 48. It goes for a minus two, second down and 12.
Yeah, I think that was Huell's camp.
Nothing doing. Minster is stepping across the line of scrimmage and getting in the path of that power sweep and slowing it down right now, containing it beautifully. The touchdown run by Huelskamp was off tackle for 60. Once he got to the second level beyond the linebackers, it was see you later. Here's Travis Meyer, fakes the inside handoff. Quick pass, look in, over the line of scrimmage, 4 yards downfield, dropped at the 46 of Minster. Play was going to be good, I think, for 7 or 8 with a short run after catch.
Yeah, it would have made third down a lot easier.
Combination of a slippery pigskin and maybe hearing footsteps caused that ball to come out. Third down and 12 for Anna from the Rockets 48, and Anna may take an early third quarter timeout to talk this play over. Rockets are on the near sideline. Momentary delay. Play clock kicks into high gear. Anna hustles back out onto the field. No timeout. Four receivers flanked, two each side. Snap back to Travis Meyer, who's got Huelskamp alongside. Meyer whips a pass 5 yards downfield to the Minster bench, out of bounds, incomplete. And Anna's got to punt. Three plays and out for each team starting the second half. 3 minutes gone off the clock. Score remains 12-7 Minster. Austin Foate back at his 34 to take the long snap from center and boot it. Minster sends one man back on its punt returns, Chuck. Anna, most often two. Kick by Foate, line drive against the wind. It hits inside the 20 at the 19, and it skids along the turf down inside the 15, winding toward the far hash mark, and I think slides to a spot, or to a stop, I should say, at about the 14. Minster's not had real good field position, Chuck, since early second quarter.
They have not had it since that initial fumble.
9:01 left in the third, 12-7 Minster.
Been inside their own 10 three or four times starting possessions.
Again, to repeat for late tuners in, Anna gave Minster a 6-point gift on a silver platter to start the game.
And this is the hardest it's rained all evening right now.
It is coming down in buckets here at Booster Field at Anna tonight. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Huelsman gives to Schmiesing. Schmiesing outside left tackle. He's got an opening. He is catapulted into the air and decked up at the 22. He scampered for about 7. Second and 3 for Minster. 8:45 to go in the third. 12-7 Wildcats. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Give Schmiesing officially more like 6 on that previous play. Second down and better than 3, close to 4 needed for a first down. 1, 2, 3 receivers come out to the near side. Has Minster thrown the ball yet tonight, Chuck?
They have not.
Snap back to Huelsman. He keeps. Bucks to the line of scrimmage. He swarmed at the 24-yard line. He might have pounded for 1 or 2, no more than that. Third down and a couple to go for Minster. Possession down here. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. Well, did he get forward progress up and over the 25?
Yep, they landed, put it right on the 25. That would have been first down.
Yep, my eyes are failing me.
Well, it's a little hard to see.
Windows in front of us are fogged up. Umbrellas are up in the air, preventing us from seeing the gridiron. First and 10, Minster at the Wildcats, 25. Two receivers left. Huelsman faked it to Schmiesing, kept it. Huelsman running free. He slants over the line of scrimmage into the secondary. 40, 45, upset. Big gain by Huelsman of Minster. Great blocking up front by the Minster offensive line. For the most part, Minster's offensive line has controlled the line of scrimmage. Luke Putoff, 6'5", at one tackle. Duke Bernold, 6'3", at the other. Cody Frericks, a 6'6 tight end. Sam Schmiesing, a 6'3 offensive guard. First and 10 Wildcats at their own 45. Huelsman running to the far sideline, parallel to the line of scrimmage. Finally turns it south-north, and he steps across the 45 for a pickup of 1 before being cracked out of bounds into the Minster bench. Clock stops, 7:24 to go, third quarter, 12-7 Minster. Second down, 8.5 to go for a first down for the Wildcats. Alex Lemkuhl is a wideout. Austin Brown is a wideout. They have been very little used tonight. Some downfield blocking, and that's it, as Minster has yet to throw the football to them. They're flanked to the left on second down and long. Heelsman takes the snap, and he keeps. He forges his way between left guard and tackle. He stood up shy of midfield.
That kid's going to sleep well tonight.
How many carries for Heelsman is he approaching 25, I bet?
They've run the ball 38 times. He's got to be close to 30 of them.
I'd say 25 to 30 for Heelsman alone. Yep, he nudged ahead for two on the last play. Third and six Minster at the Wildcats, 48. Half the third quarter is gone. Anna's down 5, 12-7. Two receivers near side. Let's see if Heelsman throws. He fakes the handoff to Spiesing. He reads. He keeps. He goes right up the middle. There's no room. What cavity there was closes, and he is sat on right on the 50. Fourth and four for Minster, which will punt. Wildcats hoping to back Anna up here.
Anna has just not been able to sustain. They had one first down in the game. If it wasn't for that 60-yard run,
right,
they would have absolutely no offense.
Anna limited officially Chuck to a single first down on the night.
First down, yes.
Snap back to Schmeezing. Here's the kick with the wind, and it is excellent. Uh-oh, drop punt at the 7. Fair catch signaled. It's on the ground, beyond the hash mark, far side. Stack up for the ball. Who's got it? Wildcats recover the fumble. Oh, the danger in this weather of trying to fair catch or even catch a punt. And Minster had a bevy of young men around Kaufman back inside the 15. And the ball just slithered right down his chest to the ground. And Minster's in business. Minster up by 5. A touchdown would certainly give Minster a 2-score lead. Although the Wildcats failed on their first two extra point tries. Well, Minster now has benefited from 3 Anna fumbles on the night. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage, 2 receivers right. It's Hulsman behind Bainline, his fullback. It's Hulsman with open space. He scampers down inside the 5, and he journeys to the end zone for the touchdown. Hulsman scores on the first play after the Anna fumble, and now the deficit facing the Rockets is 11. Under 6 to play in the third quarter. Well, Minster has cashed in on 2 short field drives after Anna fumbles. And we talked in the pregame about turnovers tonight being key. And they have led to 12 Minster points. Minster running outside left tackle, trying to slither in for the 2 points after his Schmeezing. I think he got it. He knifed in there. He's over the goal line for the 2 points after. 14 points by Minster after 2 Anna fumbles, and the lead for Minster now swells to 20-7. 5:52 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care. Care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
The kickoff by Minster is on the ground down to the Anna 33-yard line. It's gobbled up by Malachi Minnick, the very good linebacker and special teams player for Anna. And he scoots up the near sideline to the 43. 10-yard return. Anna starts first and 10, now down by 13 points. 14 points scored by Minster in this game after cough-ups by Anna. Rockets in the wet conditions tonight fumbled the game's first play. Travis Meyer couldn't handle the snap from center, lost it. Minster short drive, touchdown. And then just a moment ago, a botched fair catch by Anna down inside its own 15. Recovery, Minster score on the first play. Hilsman ran it in. 2 points after, run to the end zone by Schmiesing. And Anna has simply gift-wrapped 14 points for Minster here tonight in this contest. Second down and 9 for Anna. Rockets have it at their own 44. We near the 5-minute mark, third period. Three receivers flanked right. Anna's going to have to throw a little more often now. Here is Travis Meyer carrying out the fake pass throw after the handoff to the ball carrier, Gilskamp, who tries to get the corner turned right end. Minster is out there waiting on him. Wildcats turn the play back in, and there is no gain whatsoever. Third and 10, Anna. Rockets have it at their own 47. Last year at Minster, it was a 27-23 Minster victory. 2 years ago here, Minster won easily. 3 years ago at Minster, a 28-21 Minster victory. In this recent short rivalry, Minster is 5-0 against Anna. Kaufman in motion across the formation. Ball flared to Kaufman out in the left flat by Meyer, and he pitched it too far out ahead of him, incomplete. Travis Meyer in these conditions, Chuck, just simply not himself.
No, it's hard to throw a cold, wet football, that's for sure.
4:20 left to go here in the third quarter, and Fote is back in punt formation inside his 35. Scoreboard clock is stuck at 4:20 at the moment. Kick by Fote, who's done yeoman's work booting the ball tonight. This one hits at the 26. Line drive kick hops 2-3 times down inside the 17-yard line, picked up by Minster, and run back ahead over the 20. Tackle made right there. First and 10 Wildcats between their 20 and 25. Minster's turned it over just once in better than 2.5 quarters. And on a night like tonight, Chuck, that's pretty daggone good. One turnover by the visiting team.
Yep, and it didn't result in anything. Anna's turnovers resulted in 14 points.
Yep. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Wildcats yet to throw a pass tonight, and they're not going to throw one now, leading by 13. Inside handoff, Bainline or Schmiesing took the ball from the right hand of Hulsman. Tackle made immediately by Anna, which suffocated the ball carrier behind the line of scrimmage. Bainline, the fullback, is stacked up for minus 3, second down and 13. And now, Chuck, Anna is battling the clock every bit as much as the 13-point deficit, because Minster will run the football and chew seconds and minutes off the scoreboard clock. Anna is in deep trouble now behind the two scores. Hulsman's got two receivers to the left. Snap to Jared. He tiptoes his way to the line of scrimmage. Keeps, leans over right guard. And he might have lunged for one. Minster now just playing ball possession. Wildcats not
run the clock.
Yeah, the Wildcats not real eager about generating big plays. Just rely on the kicking game and the scoreboard clock to close this one out. Anna's going to need a big play when the Rockets get the ball back. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. third and 12 for Minster. First play on this series was a minus four. Last play, a plus two. Hulsman again, left tackle, sneaks through, has an opening, lurches out across the 25, might have gotten to the 29, short of a first down by 4 yards. Fourth down, four for Minster. Shy of the Wildcats, 30. Anna now needs good field position following a nifty punt return. Last punt by Minster, Anna tried to fair catch and botched it. And Minster scored on the first play from scrimmage outside the 10-yard line. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Kaufman and Hulskamp at the 35-yard line of the Rockets. Snap to Schmiesing, kick away. With the wind, excellent boot. Here's the return by Kaufman from his 32. Oh, we got a foul committed by Anna. That's a shaky one on the return, but Kaufman of 8 yards. And I think Hulskamp is nailed with it. Did he really get a piece of the Minster man?
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a little ticky-tack right there.
Flaky? Is that what you'd call it?
He was behind me, but he pulled up. I didn't even see any contact.
Mm. Boy, that's one I think if you're a man in stripes, you ignore because there was no advantage gained by Anna, even if there was a little body interference thrown from behind.
I let it go if I'm an official because it's cold and wet out there and I'd want to go home.
You know what? We have not had a CSX now for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know, Tim. You jinxed it.
A minute 47 to go here in the third quarter. Anna down by 13 with the ball. This is Riley Hulskamp outside right tackle. And he has submarined at the 24. And he might have sliced for one. Second down and nine. And Chuck, you hit the nail on the head a few minutes ago. The only productive run by Anna all night was the great one by Hulskamp of 60. Minster's defensive line has been extremely stout throughout this game. Anna's going to have to throw the ball. That's all there is to it. Here's a draw. Running play, Hulskamp slipping a tackle, another slanting up over the 30-yard line to the 32, and he's knocked down right there as his pins cut out from under him. He slithered for six or seven. Third and three, Anna at the Rockets, 32. Good maneuvering on that last play by Hulskamp. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Anna trailing now 20-7. Kaufman flanked to one side, Foat to the other. Two men in slots for Anna. Inside handoff, Rockets. Minster forging a stone wall shy of the 35, keeps that running effort from producing a first down. It's going to be fourth and one for Anna. Chuck, is it four down territory?
I'm glad I don't have to make that decision.
I put you on the spot.
It's going to be the start of the fourth quarter. You have got one first down for the game. You've not sustained any kind of a drive. So I don't know. I mean,
measurement called for. It's going to be fourth and a foot, I think. I don't believe Hulskamp earned enough to get the first down on the previous run play. Chain is stretched ahead, and it's very close. Nose of the football shy.
I think you go for it here. Go right up under center and get the about 6 inches right there.
So you're advising don't go to the spread?
I'm saying go up under center, quarterback sneak, and keep going.
Put the QB right under center on this play. Isaac Dodds at center for Anna. Braden Farley, Jared Siegel, the guards. Or I should say Farley at a tackle, Siegel at a guard. Siegel, by the way, filling in very capably since the injury to Seth Stiffel along the offensive line. Anna going forward on fourth and inches inside the Rockets 35. Here is the snap back to Travis Meyer in the spread. He makes the handoff, and the ball carrier for Anna is stuffed once, twice. He stays on his feet, third, fourth effort, first down. To the 36. Hulskamp would not be denied.
Boy, he was stuffed in the backfield, too, and that was all him because there was no blocking on that side.
How in the world Riley Hulskamp was able to make a 2.5-yard gain, Chuck, with such wet footing when he was pinned, sandwiched by two or three Minster players a step or two behind the line. Third quarter closes, Minster 20 and a 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Booster Field at Anna. Fourth quarter starts. Anna is in a 13-point hole. First and 10 Rockets at their own 36. Here's a ball thrown in the flat. It is caught near sideline. Good run after catch. Late hit, but Minster, is it called? Pile up at the 48-yard line. Austin Foate hauled it in as he caught the ball about a half yard behind the line, made a man miss, and then danced for a gain of 8.5 or 9. Ball marked for play at the 47. Could have called a foul on Minster.
That was a late hit.
Here is Meyer throwing again. Pitches to Foate once more, near sideline. He's got it at the 48-yard line of Minster. He puts his head down and ramrods to the 45. Good, strong effort by Foate after the catch. Boy, if Anna can get a fairly quick score, Chuck, here at the start of the fourth quarter, the pressure may be on the Minster offense. Minster has not moved the ball very well since, what, late first quarter, early second? Two gift-wrapped touchdowns for Minster by Anna resulting from fumbles. First and 10 Rockets, Minster 45, 20-7 Minster, early fourth quarter. Oh, here's play action, then a handoff, a throw back to Meyer, a deep post pattern for Kaufman, no good at the 5, but clearly pass interference on Minster.
Good play fake that time.
Sleight of hand in the offensive backfield. Chuck, recap what happened there for me. Meyer gave the ball up and got it back on a pitch.
He faked the handoff and did a great job on the hiding the ball. And he had him out there that time. He had Kaufman running free, threw it just a little bit short, but the defender definitely ran up and caused the interference.
Well, Anna going to the pass game now. It's urgent time. 10:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. Anna's got it at the Minster 30. Meyer looks again. Near side, Foate once more. Third time's a charm for this play. Caught by Foate at the 24. He lowers the boom. Let's see. We've got a penalty called.
Offensive pass interference.
Offensive pass interference against Anna. I wonder if Foate cleared out with a stiff arm here along the near sideline.
He threw it from the middle of the field. It was the interference was called away from the catch.
Wow. That's a tough one to take if you're Anna. If the penalty against the Rockets had nothing to do with the completion near side to Foate. As Chuck so correctly pointed out, a referee in the middle of the field, not on this sideline, called it, pointing to a spot between the hash marks, as if another offensive receiver for Anna shoved off.
That was first and 25.
Wow. Anna was sitting pretty there after the completion to Foate down inside the 25. Now it's first and 25 out at the 45-yard line, and the Rockets run it around right end. It's Uhlskamp, nowhere to go. He's out of real estate. He's flushed to the sideline, into the Anna bench. Might have lost a foot or two. Clock says 10:13 to go in the fourth quarter, 20-7 Minster. The rain has dripped all night. It's rained harder at times. It's let up somewhat here in the last 10 or 15 minutes. We had a downpour late second quarter, early third. Wind not blowing as much as it was earlier. Rockets with a second and 25. Deep drop by Meyer. Referee reaches into the pocket behind the line of scrimmage. I saw the hold.
Yeah, it was hold.
Against the Nana offensive lineman. There's the flag. Incomplete pass into the boundary. As Minster came bearing down hard on what was an obvious passing play, as the Wildcats blitzed a couple from the outside, and Anna had to hold to keep Meyer from being sacked. He threw an incompletion, and Minster, rather than taking the play, accepts the penalty. And Anna now retreats to its own 44. The Rockets need to get to almost the 20 at the other end of the field to get a first down. Second down and 36 for Anna. Receiver to the right is Foat. Here is Meyer looking. He's in the pocket. Now he heaves one. Far side of the field at the numbers. It's a jump ball. Minster on the easy intercept at the 31-yard line. And, boy, that might do this game.
Well, the two penalties did the game because they were down there. They were in a spot.
Yep.
They score. It's a football game.
Yep.
And like you said, that would have put a lot of pressure on the Wildcats, but this wouldn't be.
Boy, if Anna could have gotten it down to one score with Minster having to move the football a couple times late in the game, Anna might have been able to gain a field position advantage, get a short field for the winning score. But Anna shot itself in the foot with a couple of huge penalties, and then the fourth turnover by the Rockets, who fumbled it three times and thrown a pick. And now Minster bucks over left guard for six out to the 40. Boy, that was an easy interception. Travis Meyer has just had a real hard time gripping the football. It's cold, it's slippery, it's wet. And the combination of things have made life miserable for the Rockets throwing QB tonight. Give Minster's defensive line a lot of credit. The Wildcats have shut down Anna's vaunted running game.
They've got 11, 12... Six, they've got 70 or 88 yards rushing.
Rockets entered the game tonight, Chuck, as the number one offense in the MAC. And Minster and the weather have shut Anna down completely. 8:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Momentary delay. Rain is covering up our window, and either the glass is blurry or it's my vision or both.
I'm hoping it's the glass.
A timeout has been called.
I don't know what the timeout was.
Under nine to go in the game. Minster with a 20-7 lead. And barring Anna takeaways or Minster turnovers, Minster just about has this game salted away. If it was a one-score contest, no, but it's a two-score difference, and on a night like this evening, two scores for Anna without the ball at the moment will be difficult to come by in the waning moments of this contest. Minster up to the line of scrimmage. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. They've been with us all season long. We'll have a playoff game for you next week, perhaps from Fort Loramie. It could very well be the Fort Loramie-Delta St. John's game. Delphi St. John's up at number three, I believe, heading into this week's action, could slide to five if it loses to Coldwater. And clearly Coldwater was the favorite in that game. Minster with the win tonight advances from six to three. Fort Loramie, which was at three, drops to four.
As I mentioned, Delphus goes to 5, so Delphus would travel to Fort Loramie next week. And I'm more or less just recapping what our playoff guru, Bill Zimmerman, summed up for us earlier tonight. It's amazing, Chuck, how things become a little clearer week 10.
Compared to like 6, yeah.
Running play, Minster on 3rd and short. Not good enough for the first down. Minster will gladly give up the football as seconds tick off the clock. 7.5 to go in the fourth period. 20-7 in favor of Minster.
Well, this is where you need to keep your concentration if you're the Wildcats, because you don't want a bad snap, you know, a shank off the side of the foot. There are still ways for Anna to get back into this thing.
It's going to take a big gaffe, a mistake by Minster, to help Anna in the final 7 minutes. Schmeezing back at the 30 to take the snap from center. It's a good one. Been good hikes all night long to punters. Kick by Schmeezing. Hits in front of Kaufman at the 27 on the run. He gets it on a bounce. He scoots near sideline. Gets a block. Another one. He's off to the races. He trips at the 41. Oh, my. He had one man to beat. Lost his footing, Chuck, as much as he was touched by a Minster player. Good field position for Anna, 41-yard line. We've seen the first referee slide to the gridiron on his fanny. Anna does need to get points on the board soon on this drive. Travis Meyer needs a big strike through the air. Chunks of yards gained by Anna on offense tonight have been few and far between. Here's Meyer, little play action. No, he does give it off. Ball carrier blazes to the line of scrimmage, then meets a stone wall at the 44-45. Aiden Ensley wedged out 3. That's it. Minster will gladly give up 3 yards in first down. 6:40 to go in the game. Minster 20, Anna 7. Receivers flank left and right. 4 turnovers tonight. Anna 1 for Minster. And 14 of Minster's points have been gift-wrapped by Anna miscues. Here's a long bomb down the right side of the field. Meyer trying to find Foat. He's beautifully covered, and the pass is overthrown at the 21-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 6 for the Rockets, who could very well be in 4-down territory right now, Chuck.
I don't think they have any choice.
Clock stopped on the incompletion. 6:25 left to go in the fourth. Anna Rockets 7-2 coming in. Minster 5-4 coming in. Of course, Anna competes in Division 5, Region 20. Minster competes in Division 7, Region 28. Running play, outside left tackle goes Ensley. He makes the cut, slices to the 50, down he goes. A referee goes down again.
And we got a flag.
That's a tough one because Anna was just a yard short of a first down. And the Rockets here, last two possessions, have been guilty of committing fouls, trying to gain a little bit of an advantage on this wet turf. Minster leads it by 13, 20-7. Yeah, Minster's record, Chuck, of 5-4, quite deceiving in that Minster lost on a two-point conversion run in by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery won that game by 1, 28-27, I think an OT. And Coldwater nipped Minster 17-16 when Minster went for 2 in regulation to win it and didn't make it. Here is Travis Meyer back to throw. Rifles 1, middle of the field. Foat on a fine running catch. He's at the 49-50, over it into Minster territory at the 47. Wildcats thought the ball was on the ground. A review there, Chuck, from New York might have been interesting. And here come the Rockets quickly to the line of scrimmage. Snap back to Meyer on 1st and 10. He looks for Foat near hash mark. He's popped as the ball arrives. It's no good at the 26-yard line. Foat is down, and flags fly. It may have been ruled. A darn near helmet-to-helmet blow. Foat pops up. Looks like he's okay. He took a shot. I wondered about that one, Chuck. The ball had passed over Foat's right shoulder.
He was somewhat defenseless as he took two more steps, and he was ramrodded by the Minster defensive back.
Yeah, I agree. They're talking, what's the high school rule? I don't know. I don't think it's targeting.
No. That's a personal foul, no question about it. That's the call. Now, where is the penalty stepped off? Not from the side of the incompletion.
I think from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's got to come back to the line of scrimmage. Thought for a minute the men in stripes were going to mark it off from the 24 where the incompletion landed on the ground, but nope, it comes back to the 47. And Anna will have it down at the 32 or 33 of Minster with 5:45 to go in the game, 20-7 in favor of Minster. Anna needs points, and then a quick three and out stop by the defense. And then you've got a ball game in the final 3 to 4 minutes. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Split to the right is Kaufman. Here's a right tackle running play by Inslee. Look at him go. He somersaults his way down to the 21, the 20. Good tackle coming up from the secondary. It was Isaac Schmeezing who might have prevented a touchdown. Good run by Inslee. First and 10 Rockets, who run it once more with Aiden. He slithers, breaks a tackle, makes one more man miss right in the middle of the field. Inslee claws out space to the 13. He's a yard or two short of a first down. Second and 2, Anna, 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. Each team, 3 timeouts remaining. Minster up 13, 20-7. Anna to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Kaufman flanked right. Here's the snap back to Meyer. He looks middle of the field, can't find anybody. Now a late pitch to the end zone is telegraphed and intercepted. Picked off by Minster 3 yards deep. Run back out to the 20. There's a late marker. Let's see what it's all about. I think the initial signal is ineligible receiver.
That's exactly what they called.
Wow. Travis Meyer on the gimpy knee chuck, if he could have, would have been better off just tucking the football, toting it.
He would, if without the injury, he would have ran that. No doubt about it.
Yes.
And he just kind of floated one down the middle. That's not what you want to do. But I watched a University of Texas quarterback lose an overtime game to Oklahoma State on Saturday. Did the exact same thing, so we'll give him a pass.
Yep, buddy of mine recalled that for me on the phone the other day. Said it was one of the worst.
Oh. I don't know what he was doing.
Did he think it was fourth down?
No, it was only third down.
Yeah.
I don't know what he thought.
Well, that was turnover, what, number 5 for Anna?
Yes.
Yep. It was a late throw back against the grain across Travis's body into the end zone, middle of the field, and Minster easily picked it off. And this game now, barring a horrific turnaround against Minster with a calamity of mistakes, is the Wildcats contest to win. 4.5 to go, 20-7 in favor of Minster. Travis Meyer, rolling to his right, had managed to elude one defensive on-rushing lineman from Minster who slid right past him. And you're so right, Chuck. A healthy Travis Meyer.
He runs and gets 5 or 6 yards.
Oh, there. Definitely. And maybe even more than that. But he threw it middle of the field very late. And by then, Minster had Caleb Kaufman covered up at the goal line. An easy intercept for Minster, which now salts seconds off the clock. 3rd and 4 Wildcats at their own 25 with 3:56 to go in the fourth. And, Chuck, I hearken back to the interview I had with Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, just yesterday. He said, Jack, it's going to rain, isn't it? It's going to rain.
He got what he wanted.
And I said, does that mean Jared Hulsman runs the ball like crazy play after play? And his eyes kind of glistened. He didn't say yes, but you could tell by the nonverbal that Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, was going to be happy with bad weather. Because he has a real horse at quarterback who's more like a tailback.
Right.
And Minster on third down runs it for a small loss. Wildcats will have to punt with 3:21 to go, leading 20-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, Chuck, I think Anna chose to use a timeout before this punt from Minster. So the Rockets have two timeouts remaining, 3:21 on the clock. Schmeezing back at his 13 to take the snap from center for the Wildcats. It's a low one, poorest hike to him all night in punt formation. He gets it, just does get the ball up and over the fingertips of on-charging lineman from Anna. And it's a good kick and a very nifty tackle on Kaufman over at the 36-yard line.
That was Lemkuhl. Nice job. Covered him up. Didn't let him get an inch.
Didn't he, though? Textbook coverage by Minster. Superb tackle by Lemkuhl. And Anna now has possession 63 yards from the end zone, needing two scores in the final 3:12. 20-7 in favor of Minster. And again, we do believe Anna will hang on to a playoff berth, more than likely at Miami East or at Middletown Madison. Here's a flat pass to Fote, catches up at the 43. He's dragged out of bounds. No, he's held up inbounds. Clock continues to run. Short gain of 4, second down and 6, Anna. The Rockets have it across their own 40. 2:54 to go in the game. Minster now with 8 DBs in, 3 linemen. Fote catches near sideline, 47, and quickly hops out of bounds. Clock stopped at 2:46 to go, fourth quarter. Anna down 13. Rockets have allowed one score to elude them on the last possession. That was 7 Anna could have had. Rockets have gift-wrapped 14 for Minster, which got 2 gravy touchdowns. So, Chuck, without doing a lot of real tricky calculation, you can say turnovers help create a 21-point difference in this game.
Well, and before the game, that's exactly what we talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, a field like this, you turn it over 5 times, you're probably going to get beat.
I said to my wife before leaving the house, I said to her, there will be turnovers. It's simply a question of how many. And for Anna, there were 2 or 3 too many, without a doubt. Incompleted pass, middle of the field by the Rockets, bringing up a 3rd and 2. Line of scrimmage is the Minster 39. How many teams, Chuck, have ever won a high school football game losing the turnover battle 5-1?
7. Or was that rhetorical?
It was good. Now, give me the years.
68 was the first one.
2 timeouts left for Anna, 3 for Minster. 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. We've got a 5-yard walk-off coming up here against Minster. Encroachment, perhaps.
That's it.
So instead of 3rd and short, it's 1st and 10, Anna. Tell you what, Chuck, last week, Minster had a huge lead over Versailles, and guess what? Coughed up 2 onside kicks.
Yeah, I heard that.
Enabling Versailles to get back into the ballgame. Versailles had a chance to win it on the final possession at 26-21 and went 4 incompletions and out. But would you believe the Rockets don't give themselves a chance to pull off a miracle? Anna fumbles again. The 6th turnover charged against the Rockets tonight. turnover, Anna, recovery, Minster, line of scrimmage, the 34, and that will do it. Again, thanks so much to Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Take advantage of fine inventory at Goffney, at big grand reopening at Goffney Furniture in September. Has helped stock the store with new furniture for you, for your home office and entertainment spaces, for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. High-quality furniture priced just right. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Now, Chuck, I want to make the comment, after having analyzed this region of Division 5 several times this year, I don't think there's a team in that top eight that Anna cannot beat.
I don't disagree.
Rockets may wind up a 6, 7, or even 8 seed and play on the road, but I guarantee you everybody in this region of Division 5 is fearing the Anna Rockets. Hopefully the Rockets got all their turnovers out of their system for the rest of the year in this game here this evening. 6 of them. And again, in Division 7, the likely scenario is Convoy Crestview 1, Lehman Catholic 2, Minster vaulting to 3 from the 5 spot, Fort Loramie dropping from the 3 spot to the 4 spot, and Delphus St. John's, which had been in the top 5, sliding out of it to 5th. And there is a very possible matchup next week, Delphus St. John's and Fort Loramie, which is a very interesting clash. And that could be the game we cover here on scoresbroadcast.com.
That's the one I'm going to. So I would miss you if you weren't there.
Well, now, you started out for Coldwater last week.
I was almost there. I'd never been there. And I just thought, hey, I might as well go to Sydney by way of Coldwater.
And we covered Lima Perry, Lehman Catholic, last week. Lima Perry had a winnable game at home tonight against Marion Elgin to jump up to 7 in the region and probably play Lehman Catholic again. Having played Lehman Catholic in Week 9, that could be a matchup in Division 7 in Week 11. And with Anna losing tonight to Minster, a minute 35 to go, although it appears to be simply academic at this point, Minster will leapfrog a few teams in the Division 7 region here in Southwest Ohio and go all the way to number, what did I say, Chuck, number 3?
Yes.
And more than likely would host Riverside. Now, Minster would host Riverside. Looming week 2 is a matchup between the 3-6 winner and the 2-7 winner. That's potentially Minster-Lehman week 2 of the playoffs at a neutral site. At your favorite stadium, Wapakoneta, maybe.
My favorite place for sure.
We understand that it is official. OHSAA has said that Piqua would be the site for Lehman Catholic next Friday, right, in its home playoff game.
Well, Sydney won 40-6, Troy won 32-6, and Loramie 32-0.
Here is Minster punting away with a minute and a half to go. No one back for Anna. Rockets sold out to block it, didn't get it done, as Schmiesing smashed it down to the 26. That's where the Rockets have it, 1st and 10. And that scoreboard clock, Chuck, says what, 1:26 to go?
Yes.
That will be an interesting matchup next week, Delphus St. John's at Fort Loramie. Delphus St. John's clearly has played the more rugged schedule. Fort Loramie,
yeah,
has improved, no question about it, since early September. Redskins have run the ball in fine fashion the last 5 or 6 weeks of the year. But that's an interesting matchup, Delphus St. John's at Fort Loramie. in the playoffs. More than likely, that will be the case next Friday evening, and that could be our chosen game next Friday evening from Fort Loramie. Anna has thrown the football in first and 10 from inside its 30 up the left side of the field, complete to the 47. First and 10 Rockets with 70 seconds to go. Anna tries a draw play with Ensley across the line of scrimmage. He springs it to the outside, dumped at the 46 of Minster. It'll be second down and 3. Did Ensley get out of bounds? I think he did.
Yeah, I think they saw him stop it.
I was referring a moment ago to the fact that last week the Minster Wildcats botched the recovery of two onside kicks in succession, allowing Versailles to get back into that game. Minster had a 3-touchdown lead. It wound up 26-21. Versailles could not cash in on the last fumble by Minster. Will Anna get the opportunity to try an onside kick after a quick score here? Here's a pass in the right flat, caught on the dead run. Completion to the 46. That'll run after catch by Yulskamp. He's bopped out of bounds into the Anna bench at the 41-yard line with 55 seconds to go. Stranger things have happened. You need a touchdown, an onside kick recovery, and then another aerial strike into the end zone. As I said, Versailles almost pulled it off last week at Minster. Snap back to Meyer, looking right side. Short pass, I think, is caught. I don't know, Chuck. There's a big umbrella, which is about 8 feet in diameter right in front of me.
It's a Mercedes umbrella, and I hope he handles his Mercedes better than he does his umbrella. That's all I can tell you.
20-7, Minster, under a minute to go in the game. Completed pass to the 30-yard line of Minster. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Receivers to the right, couple to the left. Travis Meyer wants to throw. Throws beyond the numbers, far side of the field. Is it inbounds? Whoop, we got a late flag. And is that a hold in the Anna offensive backfield?
Ineligible downfield again.
That is twice that has happened against Anna here in the fourth quarter. It was a completed pass, Chuck, all the way to what, the 7 or 8 yard line?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a heck of a throw. He threw it up. He threw it over the defender, dropped it right in on him.
Well, you can add penalties, a myriad of penalties, to the checklist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For Anna to work on this week. Yeah, just a huge list of penalties, 6 turnovers. Anna with just far, far too many mistakes to even be within 2 scores at this point. Here's a throw by Travis Meyer, near sideline to Foat. Line of scrimmage was the 31. Foat caught it at the 32, and then he powered down to about the 26. Half minute to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Anna throwing near sideline, pitch and catch. Foat again to the 21. 25.9 seconds to go. Anna is completely out of timeouts. Rockets just about have to score on this play. Recover an onside kick, and then score on a long bomb on the final play of the game. Travis Meyer takes the snap. He's at the 26 of Minster. Whips a pass for Foat down to the 10. It's a little bit high off his fingertips, out of bounds. 21.4 to go in the fourth. 20-7, Minster. It has been a night of colossal miscues by the Anna Rockets. How many yards and penalties, Chuck? Got to be pushing 100. 80 anyway.
Quite a few. They were just such key spots that they got them.
Yeah, sure were. 2 ineligible receiver calls. At least 1 pass interference.
Had an offensive pass interference.
Yep, here's a throw to the end zone by Meyer. A good toss on the ground as Kaufman, 4 yards deep in the end zone. And the ball is off his leg, incomplete. Minster was in front of him, might have bothered his vision just a little bit. Kaufman had a shot at it, couldn't reel it in. 16.3 seconds to go in the game. 3rd and 10, Anna at the Minster 20. And talk about a game being taken right down to the last final play with a two-score differential, not one, two. Meyer with time in the pocket, whips a bullet near sideline. Fote reaches up and snares it inside the 10 of the 8-yard line. 9 seconds to go in the game.
We won't have any stats at the end because my fingers don't work and I haven't been writing anything.
Scoreboard clock reads 9:05 to go. It's wound up as Anna comes to the line of scrimmage. Here's Meyer looking right sideline, heave to the pylon. No good with 2.9 remaining in the fourth quarter, and Minster up by 13 points. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, which have been with us all year long, include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Up Travis Meyer looks to the Anna bench for the final play call. 2.9 to go in the game. Anna behind by 13. This is not a one-score game. Inside handoff to Aiden Ensley, and he bucks his way down to the two, the one. He did not get in. Time expires on that rush from scrimmage, and the ball game is over. The Minster Wildcats have won their sixth in a row over the Anna Rockets in this recent short rivalry, defeating the home team tonight by a 20-7 count. Numerous penalties committed by Anna, which also suffered 6 turnovers in this game. 14 Minster points gift wrapped tonight, and Anna had one touchdown elude the Rockets when Anna threw an interception down at the goal line. A real tough one, although if there is a silver lining, Chuck, the chance is very, very high. Anna is still in the postseason playoffs, thanks in part to the Brookville loss to Franklin last night. Anna likely plays at Middletown, Madison, or Miami East. Two pretty good football teams,
yeah,
but to clubs that Anna can beat. Meanwhile, Minster gets a home field berth, and the opponent is Riverside. Clearly, Minster, a prohibitive favorite next Friday night at Minster. Our feature game next Friday evening likely will be, if this indeed is the matchup, Delphus St. John's at Fort Loramie, and that is an interesting contest shaping up next Friday night at the Redskins High School football field. Chuck, only way to sum this game up is Minster's defense thwarted Anna and the run game all night long. What, one first down for 3.5 quarters?
Right, and he ended up with 13 for the game. But they Minster was really letting him throw the ball to the sideline.
Right.
They were not going to let him throw anything down the field.
Yeah, only two or three of those 13 first downs came when the outcome was still in doubt.
Right.
Minster's defensive line was outstanding. Anna just far, far too many blunders. Amazing, Chuck. It was only a two-score game.
Right.
Had the weather been better, who knows, it might have been a 3 or 4 touchdown contest.
But they might not have turned it over 6 times.
Exactly.
Too, so, I mean,
exactly. You're right. You're right.
Okay. But I got my Clancy's players of the game.
Okay. I'm ready for a hot burger from Clancy's
I'm ready for do anything right now.
Who wins the award tonight?
We're going to go with, for the Rockets, we're going to go with Riley Huelskamp. Had the 60-yard touchdown run for the Rockets on the other side. How can you go with anybody but Jared Huelskamp? He must have ran the ball 70 times tonight.
Wow.
So those are the Clancy's players of the game.
What a workhorse was Huelsman. And a terrific run from scrimmage of 60 yards by Riley Huelskamp. They win the Clancy's Awards. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney on Walpock Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update you in the next 48 hours on our feature game next Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Keep in mind, all playoff games until weekend five, championship week, are on Friday evenings. No Friday, Saturday night affairs this year. Everything moved to Friday. So we've got one game for you next weekend. That's on Friday night. And it could very well be a Delta St. John's at Fort Loramie matchup. That's an interesting contest. Fort Loramie excelled, running right through the cross-county conference after losing early on to Miami East this year. And Delta St. John's was playing Coldwater tonight. Delta St. John's was 5-4. It's a team which lost to Anna here in a game we covered when Bart Bixler was the quarterback. Bart was filling in for Travis Meyer on that night. Delta St. John's is a club which prides itself in very good defense. It, too, has a big, strong quarterback, much like Austin Siegel of Fort Loramie. Should be a very interesting game next Friday night, if that is indeed the matchup and the game we select to bring to you. Thanks so much to underwriting sponsors tonight in Anna, including Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which now includes eight divisions in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let the Jewelry Barn make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Call 492-9495. Fair price, fast service. Primary Eye Care in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime at primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282 for info about your veterans benefits, or check facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And don't forget Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. And the in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Rhett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Booster Field in Anna, where the Minster Wildcats, on a sloppy, rainy night for high school football, have defeated the Anna Rockets by a final score of 20-7.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.